first call. For your free mortgage analysis, call 76 Mortgage at 602-265-LOAN, or how about logging on to 76mortgage.com, or just give them a jingle right now. 602-265-LOAN today. Tell them Stephanie sent you.
BK number 0907413.
76 Mortgage, call 602-265-LOAN now.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPAJ, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm John Belmont. Going to the mat over the U.S. attorney firings, a House panel is now suing the Bush administration. Let's get the story live from Capitol Hill in the AP's Jerry Boatletter. Jerry?
John, it is the latest move in that ongoing battle, stymied by the Attorney General's refusal to refer contempt citations to a grand jury. The House Judiciary Committee is going to federal court to try to force White House Chief of Staff Josh Bolton and for counsel Harriet Myers to provide testimony and information about the firings. Chairman John Conyers says the administration cannot be allowed to steamroll Congress. The committee disputes the administration's claim the pair are covered by executive privilege, saying that protection does not cover documents that don't involve the president. John?
Okay, thanks, Jerry. Flying for dollars, John McCain will jet to St. Louis, New York, Boston, and other still unannounced cities this week, trying to restock his campaign coffers. The presumptive Republican presidential nominee ended January with a little more than $5 million in his campaign account, far less than both Democrats Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. The U.S. military says five American soldiers on foot patrol have been killed in a bomb attack today in central Baghdad. Three other soldiers and an Iraqi interpreter were wounded in the suicide bombing. Giving the snow the old heave-ho in central Ohio.
This is one of the worst snowfalls I've seen in 16 years.
That guy got about 10 inches at his place in Columbus, but other folks are still digging out from up to 20 inches. After the record weekend snow in the area, Columbus schools closed again today, but Ohio State University is open. Transportation Secretary Mary Peters warns Congress not to bar Mexican trucks from U.S. highways. The Bush administration started allowing Mexican trucks full access to American roads last year to comply with NAFTA. Opponents say the foreign trucks are unsafe. This is AP Radio News.
Secret Asian man, secret Asian.
This may seem like just what a spook wouldn't want to do, but one of America's top intelligence officials wants to make the nation's spy network more visible.
The number two man in the Office of National Intelligence thinks spies are getting a bum rap. Donald Kerr says it might be time to roll back the curtain of secrecy and let Americans see the good things agents do. Kerr says being in the intelligence field is not a shady profession, and the intelligence community needs to try to win the hearts and minds of the American people after years of reports about skullduggery and misadventure. CIA Director Michael Hayden accuses the media of dragging anything the CIA does into the darkest corner of the room. That's a corner that Kerr would now like to illuminate. Brian Thomas, Washington.
NASCAR has some unhappy drivers. Tony Stewart, among several, complaining about the Goodyear tires on Sprint Cup cars. He complained after finishing second in yesterday's races at Atlanta. The Dow is down 80. I'm John Belmont, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Visa. Every company succeeds in its own way, and Visa Business can help you with smart, simple, and secure payment options. No matter what you want to do in business, business takes Visa.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Forget everything you thought you knew about talk radio. This is the Valley's Progression Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Come visit Copper Star Coffee in the heart of the historic Melrose District, nestled conveniently on 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School. Meet your best friend for lunch, a client, or your book club at Copper Star Coffee. Enjoy the finest locally roasted coffee or a tasty pastry in the historically renovated 50-style Phillips Station for full-service coffee. Whether you're stopping by to meet a friend or driving through on your way to work, Copper Star Coffee is coffee with character. Copper Star Coffee, a 50s feel with modern technology. Free Wi-Fi is available. Give them a call at 602-266-2136 or stop in Copper Star Coffee on 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School Road, or visit us on the web at copperstarcoffee.com. That's Copper Star Coffee. Coffee with character.
If you're a small business owner or office manager and you're dissatisfied with your current courier service, switch to the speed of Lightning. Lightning Courier Service provides on-demand personalized service statewide with the fastest guaranteed delivery by professional drivers who will give you exclusive attention. For more information, log on to lightningcourierservice.com or call 480-922-4929. For service that's lightning fast, call Lightning Courier Service at 480-922-4929.
Hey, Jeff Farias here. You know, a lot of our listeners are probably going to wait until summertime before they even think about their air conditioning. Well, I used to be the same way, but not anymore. Now I call Parker & Sons. I get it checked out now, so I'm not stuck in the heat come summertime. In fact, Parker & Sons is offering their AC tune-up for only $69. That's $30 off. So take it from me, folks, and call Parker & Sons now at 602-2-REPAIR. That's 602, the number 2, then REPAIR. For Parker and Sons.
Real people.
Yeah.
Real problems.
Election time's coming.
Real change.
Who you gonna vote for?
Real life.
Yeah.
Real death.
If I was president.
Sometimes an election seems like a game.
Instead of spending
remind yourself.
Millions on the war.
It's not.
I can use that money.
It's our future.
So I can feed the poor.
Election 2008. Activate your passion. 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Welcome to the Tom Hartman Program, the No Boring Zone. Tom Hartman.
Well, Barack Obama takes another primary, and perhaps another one to come. We'll see. Things are rolling along. By the way, greetings, friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Tom Hartman here with you. It is Monday, the 10th of March, 9 o'clock in the morning Pacific time, noon Eastern time. We are live, and as soon as I get off the air here today, I will be hopping on an airplane, heading off to ultimately about a day and a half from now, two and a half days from now, I'll be in southern Sudan in the Darfur region. And we will be doing our show live from their satellite phone, God's willing, on Friday of this week. Brink Lindsey is with us right now. He's the vice president of the Libertarian Cato Institute, and he's also the author of a new book, The Age of Abundance, How Prosperity Transformed America's Politics and Culture, and Why the Culture Wars Made Us More Libertarian. Brink Lindsey, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on, Tom.
I find the premise of your book fascinating. I'm a big fan, first of all, of Maslow and his work. I thought your second chapter that kicks right off with Maslow's hierarchy of human needs, a fascinating one. You know, this whole concept of humanist psychology and this threshold right above safety and security and that kind of thing. But
yes.
But it seems that you're using Karl Marx and his categories, I suppose you could call that, I think you called it ironic. But isn't the argument that you're making in this book defeating itself? Actually, rather than my trying to lay out your argument, let me just let you lay out your you know, give the elevator speech for the book in a minute or two, and then
sure.
Then I'll give you my...
So the book is a social history of the United States since World War II, looking at how the arrival of mass prosperity in the years after World War II transformed our culture and our politics.
For the first time in our history since the 1760s, really.
What's that?
For the first time in our history since the 1760s.
Well, certainly, I think the U.S. in the post-World War II era was something new under the sun. It was the first large society in human history where most people weren't poor, where most people weren't directly exposed to the vagaries of nature for their basic material needs. And this had astonishing and tumultuous cultural and social and ideological consequences. And you referred to Abraham Maslow, the famous psychologist who posited this hierarchy of needs that you've got if you survival and stability come first, if you don't have those, you can't think about anything else. But if you've got those in the bag and you can take them for granted, you start worrying about whether you've got friends and whether you're loved, whether you have standing in your community. Once you've taken care of those, there's still something. There's something at the apex of the pyramid.
Self-actualization is what I was looking
at. Self-actualization. And in my telling, America in the 1950s had gotten off the base of Maslow's pyramid. Safety, security, survival could be taken for granted. You've got a generation, the baby boomers, the first generation in human history, born taking provision of their basic material needs completely for granted. And so they started gunning for self-realization in all kinds of social movements, from civil rights movement to feminism to environmentalism to hedonism, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. All of those, I think, were predicated upon the basis of mass abundance, that people didn't stop worrying once they had their bellies full. They started worrying about new things, and they found old cultural taboos and restrictions too confining, and so we got the rollicking
And you see this as a bad thing?
In the 70s.
You see this as a bad thing?
I see this as a good thing.
Okay.
I think
so if this is a good thing, here's the essential question then. And by the way, I would submit to you that your book could have been written, and I'm sure you're sufficiently familiar with Burke's writings, that to some extent he did write your book back in the 1780s and 1790s when he was arguing with Thomas Paine, because there was that kind of prosperity in the United States from the 1740s through the 1790s, or arguably up through 1800 and maybe arguably up to the 1820s. And what did it produce? It produced the exact same thing, social ferment that led directly to a revolution, which Burke saw as a horrible thing. And so we've had two eras in the United States history where there was a large, substantial, politically active middle class, that being in the late 1700s and in the late 1900s, or the mid-1900s. But
in between, industrialization gave us a big whopping.
Right. In between, we had terrible poverty. But in between was the time when we were most libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
And what brought about this prosperity, the first prosperity in the late 1700s was brought about by and large by the theft of property from Native Americans and slavery. So we can kind of set that aside. That's not one thing we're going to replicate.
Right.
But the prosperity of the mid-20th century was brought about not by libertarian policies, but by the antithesis of them. It was brought about by FDR's New Deal. It was brought about by minimum wage laws. It was brought about by unionization, the Wagner Act. It was brought about by widespread education, particularly higher education, with the GI Bill. As you talk about in your book, millions, you talk about how, all the people who were going to college, it was absolutely unprecedented. And it seems to me like that's a repudiation of libertarianism.
Can I agree with you just a little bit here? Absolutely. A number of the policies you talk about helped to spread the wealth around more widely than it otherwise would have been spread. And in some of those respects, I think in a very healthy kind of way. But spreading the wealth around and creating it are two different things. Unions didn't create wealth. The New Deal taking money from Peter and giving it to Paul didn't create wealth. It redistributed wealth. The wealth had to be created, and it was created by the dynamic forces of market capitalism.
I strongly disagree. I would argue that those New Deal policies did create wealth, because by giving workers a say in the workplace and by having government intervene in the marketplace and say, no, there is a maximum 40-hour work week and you will pay a minimum wage, what they did was they put more money in the average person's pocket, which generated demand, which created opportunities for entrepreneurs like you and me, which then created wealth.
What we know is that according to the most kind of union-friendly statistics, people in unionized industries make about 15% more than people in non-unionized industries.
But if those unions had never existed...
And yet per capita income has gone up many-fold over the course of the 20th century. So you're talking about a little marginal difference versus a whopping difference.
No. Let's revisit the history of unionism then, because there essentially wasn't a union cohort until the 1930s, until the Wagner Act. It wasn't substantial. And from the 1930s until the 1970s, you had a very strong union cohort. You had 35% at its peak of the American workforce unionized.
And during that period, labor's overall share of total income didn't change any. It didn't change.
No, that was the period of time when working people's income exploded. That was the period of time when the income of average working people exploded. And then in the late 70s and early 80s, when Reagan declared war on working people and on unions, and unions have slid down to the point now where they're only 7% of the private workforce, we've seen an absolute stagnation in the wages of working people. So I would say that there's a clear correlation between unionization and the increase in wages of people, which then drives the creation of wealth.
Well, the stats don't really bear you out, Tom, because as I said, the labor's share of total income has been more or less stable over this entire period. So it's true that unionized workers made more because of collective bargaining. But what did that do? That meant that there was less employment in unionized industries than there otherwise would have been because their wages were driven up.
That's
which
right.
meant that workers that would have worked in those industries went to non-unionized industries where they knocked down prevailing wage rates.
No.
So the
workers who would have... No, but in your own book... No, Brink, in your own book, you point out that in 1900...
The only reason unionism mm-hmm. works, the kind of Wagner-Act unionism that you seem to be championing, the only reason it works is because you have industries with high profit margins, and they can skim some of it off and give it to the workers.
No, it works...
But it doesn't work in an era of globalization.
No, it works... I'm agreeing with you that it works by...
The only way we can be rich is with unions, then we're doomed.
Now, I'm agreeing with you, Brink, that it works by limiting the labor pool. You, in your own book, point out that in 1900, before we had strong unions, that there were 1.75 million children between the ages of 10 and 15,
yes, we were
a fifth of all children
who were in the
workforce, and they provided a third of all the incomes for working class families.
Absolutely.
Children.
I think this is something that that one of the main points I want to get across to people is just how good we have it today compared to the way our grandparents lived.
As a result of unions.
No!
It was the unions who
no,
fought
was,
for the child
was,
labor
was
because, laws because they saw for, children as competition in the
back,
labor market.
Per capita GDP back then was paltry. There wasn't enough wealth to go around. There was only enough for a few people to live
because
with.
There wasn't enough income in working people's pockets.
We're past that now. Even though real incomes for less skilled workers in particular have been stagnating in recent years and have been growing much more slowly than for better educated, more highly skilled people in recent years. Still, their living standards today are much higher than they were in the 1970s. Nobody would want to go back in time to a time before computers, before CAT scans, before ATMs, before cheap cruise vacations.
Before working at Walmart instead of working at GM?
Life's a lot better now.
Okay, Brink Lindsey. Brink, we got to wrap it up. The Age of Abundance is the book. Brink Lindsey's the author. Check it out. Brink, thanks a lot for being with us. Cato.org.
You're listening to Tom Hartman, defending America from the weapons of mass deception.
Mike Malloy at 6 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 9, weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
Ancient Egyptians worshipped cats for their ability to see in the dark. As a culture, the Egyptians feared the dark and believed the cats could protect them from it. Higgins likes everything to be the same and usual. Lately, the geese are back and they make too much noise. He has a huge job protecting the house from them. Real salmon, brown rice, specifically prepared to help lock in the flavor and nutrients. Sound like a great night at your house? It is for your cat. The ingredients in Purina One Natural Blends are carefully selected for their natural nutrient content and steam cooked at the start at an optimal time and temperature to help maintain vitamins, minerals, and flavor. Natural Blends has no added fillers, artificial colors, or flavors. Wholesome ingredients preserved naturally. Now with a new look. When Higgins eats well, he feels good. I can tell because of the healthy changes I've seen over the years since Higgins has been eating Purina One, like a shinier coat and better energy. What can a food with natural ingredients do for your cat's health? There's no better time than now to find out. Call 1-866-380-MEOW for your free 3.5-pound bag of Purina One Natural Blends. Call today, 1-866-380-MEOW.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. You have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-440-1374 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-440-1374. 1-800-440-1374.
Tee it up for equality. Join me, Donna Rossi, host of Equality Arizona Radio, on Saturday, April 5th for our annual golf outing where equality is par for the course. Register now at our website, www.equalityarizona.org. Listen to Equality Arizona Radio every Saturday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on 1480 KPHX.
Being called a loser means you may be our winner. And being our winner dumps $1,000 in your pocket. Log on to 365dietchallenge.com and take the free diet challenge. We're looking for the fittest, fastest weight loss story. If we feature yours, you'll win $1,000 in cash and your picture featured on our website. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com today to register for your sample package of Impact Diet products and enter to win $1,000. Your free sample package from 365freedietchallenge.com also comes with personal weight loss coaching to help you meet your diet goals. Pay only a shipping and handling charge to have your free samples rushed out. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com and you could be telling all your friends, I'm a winner. Again, this offer is good for this month only. Lose weight and enter to be our $1,000 winner and featured on our website. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com. That's 365freedietchallenge.com. Shipping and handling fees may apply.
The Randy Rhoads Show.
The Republican nominee, presumptive John McCain.
Crap! Now, I don't know if I'm angry at the New York Times, Keith Olbermann, MSNBC, or my friend Willie Nelson. Because now, I have an image of John McCain having sex in my head. Oh, crap!
The Randy Rhoads Show. Weekdays from noon to 3 on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
The Randy Rhoads Show. Weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Wipe your hands, shake it off, and you stand.
21 minutes past the hour. Hey, good news from out of Darfur, actually, where I'm flying to this afternoon. Actually, day after tomorrow, I'll be arriving there. We're going via Europe. But global pressure, this from Agence France-Presse. And Mia Farrow posted this on her home webpage, miafarrow.org. She was on our show last week. She just came back from Darfur, and there's an amazing collection of photographs. She's turned it into a they've got some kind of cool little software on her website where it just takes you, you know, with photo through photo, with descriptions and everything. If you just go to miafarrow.org and click on photos in the upper right-hand corner. In any case, she has posted there this Agence France-Presse article, Dateline Beijing. Global pressure on China over its ties to Sudan has spurred the Chinese government to take a more proactive stance on ending violence in Darfur, the nation's special envoy on the issue said Friday. The Chinese diplomat Liu Guizhong told journalists, Darfur is the focus of international attention, and many Western nations want China to play a bigger role. That's why I have been appointed as a special envoy of the Chinese government on the Darfur issue. This is great. Because, you know, China has a big stick in that area. They buy most of the oil out of that region, and they're doing much of the oil development in Sudan and southern Sudan and the Darfur region. And so hopefully they'll become a force for the positive, for the good. Back to the issue of our first guest. And he's not here to defend himself, so I'm not going to take on Brink or his book. But just this larger issue. In my opinion, what we saw was the creation of wealth in the United States, the dramatic creation of wealth in the United States across the board. We've seen the creation of wealth pretty steadily, continuously, since the founding of this country, arguably since about 100 years before the founding of this country. And I think you could probably graph it as a fairly linear line, at least up until World War I or up until the turn of the century. But the wealth really wasn't widely distributed until after the New Deal. And I would argue that that's when the linear line started really becoming a spike upwards, and it came about as a result of demand from the middle class, and the middle class was created by Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal policies. And now over the last 30 years, we've seen these New Deal policies being attacked continuously, you know, over and over and over again by the Bush administration. You know, trying to take these things apart. I mean, you know, basically, it seems like that's what they're all about. And well,
Roosevelt is dead.
His policies may live on, but we're in the process of doing something about that as well.
Yep, back in your box, Rush. So, I mean, that's what we're seeing, is that for 30 years now, we've had a war on the middle class, essentially. We've had a war on the New Deal. And the New Deal brought us this vast middle class prosperity that, in my opinion, brought about the prosperity of the United States. And because we have been, over the last 30 years, hollowing out the middle class and taking the wealth of the middle class, which was mostly stored in their homes, and taking the income of the middle class, which was driving and feeding that wealth, and redirecting that income to the CEOs. CEOs are now making 500-600 times more than average workers instead of 30 times what they were in the 1950s and 60s and 70s. And people no longer own their homes. You know, when my father died last year, he owned his home. He had paid off the 30-year mortgage, and that was the norm for his generation. And now it's like, you know, how much money can we get out of this house before we sell it and flip it? Right? Everybody, you know, the household debt is now at levels that we haven't seen since World War II, since the end of the Great Depression. And the consequence of this is that we've had an economy that has shifted from doing things, making things, actually creating wealth, to an economy which is, you know, I give money to Louise, she gives money to Sean, Sean gives money to me, I give money to Louise, and it just goes around in a circle like that, and nothing gets produced. And because all the production is being done in China, or in Mexico, or in Vietnam, or, you know, fill in the blank of the developing nations around the world. And the consequences of this are dramatic. Two articles in today's Financial Times, the first by Wolfgang Munchau. This is an op-ed piece. And the headline is, Central Banks Cannot Stop This Contagion. And he notes, in its September 2007 Global Stability Report, the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, provided a useful hypothetical example of how a small fall in asset prices can easily wipe out an investor. And then he goes on to talk about how, because of margin calls, if a hedge fund invests in $100 in with a 15% margin requirement, that's fine. They're borrowing $85 from the bank. But then the bank says, okay, we want an additional 5%. You know, if it drops in value by 5%, we want an additional 5% in equity. So the fund has to start liquidating its assets. And the bottom line is they end up with, you know, $36 out of that 100 that they started out with. And this could be a disaster if this kind of scenario plays out. Then you go to the news section of today's Financial Times, and there's a headline, Credit Derivatives Turmoil Bites. In other words, basically saying that this nightmare scenario that Wolfgang Munchau is hypothesizing on the editorial page of the Financial Times is at our door. They had the first paragraph, turmoil in the credit derivatives market is having an increasingly brutal impact on the wider financial system as a vicious cycle of forced selling drives risk premiums on company debt to new highs. Many investors fear the conditions could worsen as hedge funds, banks, and other financial institutions come under pressure to cut their losses. Are we on the edge of another Republican Great Depression? 27 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Darius, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns the Nation, so nobody stops the Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
The truck pulled the ATVs with no problem. I love that thing.
If you love it so much, why don't you marry it?
Who are all those people?
Oh, that's my studio audience. I saved so much money on my ATV insurance by switching to GEICO, I was able to rent a studio audience for the weekend.
Huh. Good move.
Saving you money on your ATV insurance is our business. What you do with the money is your business. GEICO Power Sports. Insurance for all the things that move you.
Hey, this is Michael Walter, here to let you know the Napa Hat Swap is back and going on now at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Take one of your old hats into a Napa store near you and get a 2008 Napa racing hat free with any purchase. You'll end up with a great part and a great hat that's perfect for whatever the weekend has in store, whether you're watching my car or working on yours. The Hat Swap, going on now at Napa. Limit one per customer, good only while supplies last. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff!
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Iraq. I'm Rita Foley. Five American soldiers on a foot patrol have been killed in a Baghdad bomb attack. But overall, says Marine Major General John Kelly in Baghdad,
levels of violence, stunning to me. How low they are.
Three Marines have been critically injured in a bus accident at Fort Rucker, a military training center in Alabama. John McCain is setting out on a nationwide fundraising drive today. He's starting in St. Louis. This is drinking water, and pharmaceutical drugs have been found in the drinking water of at least 41 million Americans. Among the drugs found, antibiotics and sex hormones, according to an Associated Press investigation. The Dave Clark Five, among those being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame tonight. Among the others, The Ventures, Madonna, Leonard Cohen, and John Mellencamp. You can see the ceremony on VH1 Classic. I'm Rita Foley.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The cure for the corporate radio blues. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate in the Valley, call Mo Higazi, top volume producer with DPR Realty LLC. The secret to Mo's success is his great service and up to 85% commission discounts and rebates.
When selling your home, Mo generally charges a 1% plus buyer broker's commission of 3%. And with no buyer broker, the commission stays at 1%.
For buyers, Mo offers up to a 2% commission discount rebate or $10,000 on the purchase of a $500,000 property. Mo will sell your property for as low as 1% commission, and he'll give up to a 2% rebate on your purchase.
Mo will even make a contribution of 5% of his commission to the progressive or charitable organization of your choice. Better service for a better price. Save big and benefit the cause you care about.
To find out more, start your own property search, or to list your property, call Mo Higazi, 602-326-3552. That's 602-326-3552, or go to ArizonaRebateRealty.com.
Sundays at 2 p.m., the Voice of Arizona.com radio show is back with a new two-hour format, which means more time for your opinions to be heard. Voice of Arizona.com is the only show where the discussion never ends because it continues online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So tell your friends that the Voice of Arizona.com radio show is back on Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
The information contained on your computer is worth more than the computer itself. Just imagine the cost of losing your family photos, your music, your financial information, and all the other documents you keep on your computer. Backing up your files is the only sure way to protect the information on your computer. With one call, 5to9 Computer Services will come to you to set up a backup scheme that fits your needs. Give 5to9 a call at 602-535-5699 or visit us online at aztechsupport.net.
The Jeff Farias Show.
What is cruel and unusual punishment if it's not waterboarding? If it's not naked stress positions and angry dogs? What is cruel and unusual punishment if not that? Again, it's going to be the Mukasey standard. It's only torture if it happens to me. The rest of you are screwed.
The Jeff Farias Show. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
myself to walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time, but I watched the world go to the dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing I can do.
No, there's a lot we can do. I mean, that's the bottom line. Welcome back to Tom Hartman Radio Program, brought to you by you, our listeners, supporting our sponsors, the local sponsors that you hear on your local station. Let them know you're listening. Our national sponsors. And the 200,000 health and hospital workers at SEIU 1199, fighting for quality, affordable health care for all Americans, because keeping our families healthy should be a right, not a privilege. Just a couple quick bits of news here, and then we're going to pick up some phone calls. Our number, 866-303-2270, by the way, tomhartman.com if you want to drop into our live chat room, airamerica.com for the blogs over there. The House Judiciary Committee has filed suit, this is from the Associated Press, to force former White House counsel Harriet Myers and White House Chief of Staff Josh Bolton to provide information about the firing of U.S. attorneys. Finally. The bizarreness of this, the tragedy of this, is that the House Judiciary Committee is having to sue because the Department of Justice, Michael Mukasey's Department of Justice, the agency within the federal government that is given the responsibility of enforcing the laws made by Congress, is refusing to enforce the contempt citation that Congress passed. This, in my opinion, should lead to an impeachment of Mukasey. But that, you know, that's probably not going to happen. So what has the House done? Well, the Judiciary Committee has now gone to the federal courts to sue. And John Conyers says he's confident that the federal courts will agree that the immunity is at odds with constitutional principles. In other words, they're trying to, and this is going to have to go to the Supreme Court, and the Bushies are just going to, you know, run the clock out. Oh, yeah, is it constitutional or not? We'll debate that, you know, and it's going to go up through the, you know, through the, I'm assuming this is in the First Circuit that it's being filed in Washington, D.C., and then it'll go to the full circuit, and then it'll go to the Supreme Court, and then the Supreme Court will decide whether or not it's constitutional. And by that time, Bush will be gone. By the way, last Thursday or Friday, we had Bill Foster on the program. He's running for Denny Hastert's seat, Democrat, Chicago. He won! Good on you, Bill. Congratulations to Bill Foster. And it's absolutely great that he did that. 1-866-303-2270. Our number, Judy in Northfield, Massachusetts, listening on WHMP. Hey, Judy.
Hi. I'm a first-time caller. I'm reading David K. Johnston's book, Free Lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just outraged at how we've been systematically destroyed in our middle class, and never mind the poverty level is just awful.
Right. For our listeners who aren't familiar with what you're talking about, his book is essentially about how the laws have been changed and lobbyists have taken over and corporations are getting a free ride and the people have inherited wealth and large corporate powers are skimming all the cream out of the economy and we're left with the very watery gruel.
Yeah, and the way it's going, it looks like we're going to lose 40 million more jobs. I mean, it's just obscene. So I'm now retired, and I want to do something, and I want to be effective. And I went to the last chapter because I was getting so depressed, and he's suggesting having legislators have their expenses paid for by the population, where they have to defend what they do. Well, that's okay. Right. I can see that. But I don't, as an individual person, I want to know what I can do to organize, to help. I have lots of energy, and I want to make some difference here. So,
what we need to do is a very simple two-step process, Judy, is number one, we need to educate Americans about what the New Deal was, that you know, before Franklin Roosevelt came along, before the New Deal came along, before unions came along, there was no 40-hour work week. There was, you know, as our guest, Brink Lindsey points out in his book, in 1900, a third of all family income in the United States came from children working in the workplace. literally working in the workplace, and sometimes working 60, 70, and 80-hour weeks. And this is the consequence. This vast middle class that we enjoyed from the 1940s until the 1980s was the direct consequence of Franklin Roosevelt pushing through things like in 1935 the Wagner Act, which gave people the absolute right to unionize, which has been now eroded severely since the Reagan administration. And now we even have a Department of Labor, which is supposed to advocate for labor, which is hostile to labor, is helping corporations bust unions. That we need to understand what the New Deal was all about, and then those people who do understand it and who do understand, you know, the basics of economics, getting involved with the Democratic Party and taking it over from within. So I, you know, my suggestion to you would be to show up at your local Democratic Party precinct and volunteer and get involved and start pushing for candidates who are progressives. We're seeing here in Portland, you know, just a whole variety of people coming out running for office, and it's really quite startling to me how many are really truly progressive and how many are kind of DLC light. You know, they're what would have been called Republicans during the Eisenhower administration. They're kind of Eisenhower Democrats, and increasingly the people are saying, we'll take the real progressives. And so that would be my advice to you, Judy, and I've got to move along, but those are the steps that we need to take. I just don't see any other way. Larry, we need to take the party back to take the country back. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry.
Yes.
You're on the air.
Oh, hello.
Hey.
Reason I'm calling, I tragically and painfully, I agree with you completely. And anybody who will listen to me, and I tell them, it's basically, but it's over. And I think that by Election Day, I don't think the Democrats have to worry about McCain or anybody else, because I think by Election Day, the economy is going to be black.
I have a feeling it's going to happen in the first 3 months after the election. I think that these guys are going to be able to pull together enough spit and bubble gum and rubber bands that they can hold it together until November, whatever the date of the election is this year.
I disagree with you because from my point of view, and I'm not an economist or anything like that. I'm 65 years old. I just pay attention. The economy, to me, blew apart in August.
Yeah.
And since August, they have spent more than $3 trillion doing what you're talking about.
Well, it was September, you'll recall, the first week of September on this program when I said, "This, go back and look, this week is the beginning of the Great Depression."
Okay, because I know you've said you don't like to come out and talk about it a lot because people, like when I tell it to people out when I'm talking, they say, "Oh, you're so negative." Well, it's not like I'm making it happen.
Yeah, it's like, hey, wait a minute, it's raining outside. No, it's not. You're being negative. You know, no, it's raining outside. And so, therefore, put on a raincoat, get an umbrella, you know, let's fix the roof, the leaks in the roof. I mean, there are just, you know, simple things that you do when it's raining. There's simple things that you do when you got a depression coming. There's some things you can do to minimize how severe it's going to be, and the Bush administration's doing none of them.
Well,
and there are things that you can do to recover from it, and that's going to require a Democratic administration, because only Democrats have demonstrated that they know how to get us out of a depression.
Oh, yeah, they've done that. But I do, like I say, we disagree on that one. I think that it will be black long before then, because, you know, we lost 60-some thousand jobs was the last month.
Yes.
The jobs are already
gone. Well, see, Larry, if you're right, it will be a good thing for the Democratic Party, tragically, because everybody will see that 30 years of Republican rule, and I put Clinton's administration right in the middle of that, because by and large on economic policy, he was carrying on, you know, Reaganomics.
Yes.
And so, with the exception of balancing the budget, which the Republicans played a large role in. And so 30 years of Republican rule, 30 years of Reaganomics has destroyed the American economy, and everybody's going to get it. And Rush Limbaugh's, you know, we'll take a little clip from what I just said and say, see, the Democrats are hoping for the economy to crash. No, what I'm pointing out is that the political, the economic policies of the Republican Party and of conservatives have destroyed the infrastructure of America. They have hollowed out our economy. We no longer make things here anymore.
Everything about America that I love and that is good to me is gone. All of it. The whole ball of wax. And also, I think that a year from now, when the new when the Democrats take over, they're going to be in a state of shock, because for the first time they're going to be looking at the books.
They're going to be exactly, and they're going to be starting from scratch, and it's going to be like FDR in 32. And hopefully we will have, and thank you, Larry, for the call and for pointing that out. Hopefully we will have a president who is as charismatic and forceful and willing to make change and willing to say, okay, guys, this is what we're going to do, damn it, whether you like it or not, as we had in FDR. Phil in Akron, Ohio. Hey, Phil.
Yeah, how are you? I want to say thank you for appealing to the intellect of us average people, because it really comes off as common sense. And I just want to call and say about the guest you had on, you kept on emphasizing aggregate demand, and he just seemed to blow right past that.
Yeah, although I didn't use that phrase, because mostly economists understand that and the average person doesn't. I just said, you know, money in the average working person's pocket, which is what aggregate demand is.
Yeah, I've learned it by reading those two Ravi Batra books that you had him on, and I thought they were great, the Greenspan book and the Golden Age, and plus your book, Screwed, I got that too. And it just comes down to such common sense that if people can't buy things, there's no sense in companies expanding and increasing productivity when they can't buy it. I've explained to my sister, and she goes, oh.
And see, here's the amazing thing, Phil, is that the average American in the 1950s knew that.
Yeah.
And the average American today doesn't know that.
Well,
and
that's what she said to me, Phil, your concepts are too deep. I said, I heard on your show Eisenhower explain the military-industrial complex. I said, how come that generation understood concepts like the military-industrial?
Right, they got it. I mean, they saw it actually happen in their own lifetimes. They figured it out. And what we've had is Reagan talking about the Lafler curve and all this kind of nonsense.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's just trickle-down economics. Phil, thanks a lot for the call. Trickle-down economics, don't worry. And then David Stockman comes out and writes a book saying, you know, yeah, I was economic advisor and I was wrong. Oops, I'm sorry. Not enough, David. 45 minutes past the hour.
Tom Hartman. Speaking the truth that multinational corporations don't want you to know. This is the Tom Hartman Program. The Valley's Progressive Talk. Streaming live at 1480kphx.com. In the bizarro world of neoconservative politics, controlling the message is important, but not as important as taking the truth out for a joyride. In fact, in the neoconservative world, the truth is irrelevant. Up becomes down, heroes become traitors, and drilling for oil becomes exploring for energy. This is the core of Cracking the Code, the new book by Tom Hartman. In Cracking the Code, How to Win Hearts, Change Minds, and Restore America's Original Vision, Air America radio host Tom Hartman explains the art and science of political persuasion and how the brain processes fear and emotion, the right wing's messages of choice. Cracking the Code exposes how right-wing politicians recreate reality, spinning the truth to suit their agenda. But best of all, this book shows progressives how to tackle the propaganda head-on, how to push back against illogical logic, and how to effectively communicate the truth. Once you realize torture is now called enhanced interrogation, when the surge is indeed an escalation, and this endless occupation is being labeled a war, now you're cracking the code. Get Cracking the Code by Tom Hartman. Available at bookstores everywhere.
Criminal justice is one of America's fastest-growing career fields. With new jobs emerging in the private investigation and security fields, now is a good time for you to develop your skills in this exciting field. At the ITT Tech School of Criminal Justice, they teach you the fundamentals of the criminal justice system. With a degree in criminal justice, you can pursue exciting, entry-level opportunities involving private investigations, workplace security, and insurance investigations. Write down this number, 1-800-338-4571. Find out how you can obtain an education that you can use to develop your skills for a career in this fast-growing field. Classes meet just a few days a week, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. Call 1-800-338-4571 for a brochure on the ITT Technical Institute School of Criminal Justice. Call now, 1-800-338-4571. 1-800-338-4571.
If you transfer your IRAs, 401ks, or any retirement accounts today, we will add 10% to your full account value. $100,000 becomes $110,000, $400,000 becomes $440,000, and $700,000 becomes $770,000. My name is Stephen Dijon, president of the Dijon Advisory Team. I was on the cover of Senior Market Advisor magazine because I protect my clients' money, and I can guarantee an income for life. We don't recommend stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities. These are risky securities. And with securities, you have unlimited upside, but you also have unlimited downside. Our clients do do not lose money in negative markets. Do you have a multi-generational IRA? Why not? It's been your right since 2001. Don't let Uncle Sam be your biggest beneficiary because your broker or banker is sleeping at the wheel. Call us right now at 866-515-6669 to receive your free video and brochure. We will then set up your free IRA and retirement checkup at one of our nationwide locations. Call 866-515-6669. It's a new year and it's time for change. Call 866-515-6669.
Twice a year, the rest of the nation, unable to cope with the Earth's annual solar orbit, wusses out and springs forward or falls back. We who live under the scorching Arizona sun have no use for this extra hour of daylight. But we at 1480 KPHX are committed to keeping our talk shows live, even if it means accommodating the freaks at U.S. Department of Energy. So Monday through Friday, everything is moving an hour earlier. This week, it's Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9 a.m., Randy Rhodes at noon, Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. and Mike Malloy at 6 p.m. Go ahead, America, enjoy your extra hour of daylight. We're not afraid of the dark. Hell, we welcome it. And get your own sunblock. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
Our infrastructure's eroding, so what if levees break? For disasters, we're not ready. Bush thinks we'll just eat cake, 'cause a dollar is his true god. The people he'll forsake, business will carry on. Glory, glory, Halliburton.
I just got a letter here from John Conyers and Patrick Leahy. I'm not the only one. I mean, if you're on either one of their email lists, you got it. And it's from their campaign staff. I mean, this isn't something that came out of the out of Congress. And, you know, as the chairman of the U.S. House and U.S. Senate Judiciary Committees tasked with modernizing the FISA Act, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, we are working hard in Congress to pass a FISA bill that protects our national securities, et cetera, et cetera. And basically, they're asking us to be active right now. Please write a letter to the editor. And they have put together a website, fixfisa.com. And they're asking people to click through that and send an email to their friends and call their member of Congress. So check it out. Fix, www.fixfisa.com. And presumably there, I've got to go check out the website here, and I'll do it during the next break. I'm looking at the letter right now. John Conyers and Pat Leahy, you can access them via that route. John in Ithaca, New York. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hi, John. Tom, I know you're going to Darfur. I sent you some stuff. I hope you got it by FedEx. What's on my mind right now is to...
Yes, thank you.
Beg you to ask the right kinds of questions when you're there. Nobody there, nobody who's visited there, has really treated the Darfuris as people with political opinions. There are things that, who have political goals. Nobody's asked them what they think the relationship of Darfur should be to Khartoum, to the capital. Nobody's asked them about whether they think a federal state should be the outcome. Nobody's asked them whether they really want a united region because Khartoum divided up Darfur and so forth into three provinces so they could control it better. Nobody's asked them about what their opinions are about their supposed leaders or the prominent leaders of the opposition as well. So these are the questions I hope you'll ask.
I will. John, I assure you I will be asking as many questions as I can. And there's going to be several of us on this trip. We will, if the satellite phone gods willing, we will be doing the show Friday live from Darfur. By satellite phone, Ellen Ratner with the Talk Radio News Service is bringing three of them along, and because she's in the past had one fail on her, and we're going to be in an area where there is no water, there is no electricity, there are no buildings,
They're miles. We're talking about an area about half the size of Texas where there's only 10 miles of road. And millions of people. And no, you know, no hotels, no running water, no electricity, no commerce, no stores, no nothing. And we're going to be flying in a cargo plane onto a dirt strip. There's no airport. Just a big flat area that's been cleared for the plane to land. And then by truck taking stuff out into various communities around there, hoping to avoid areas where there are still landmines. And because there's no roads. But we'll see. I'll give you the whole report on Friday. Everything I know right now is just hearsay, so I can tell you. I'll tell you what I saw and where I am on Friday. Julie in Seattle. Hey, Julie.
Hi.
Hi.
I don't get to listen all the time. I'm homesick today, so I'm listening. You've been saying about a coming depression, and I have to tell you that I've been saying this for months, and people are calling me paranoid, and even my own husband, because I wanted to do things like change our money to euros. I wanted to put our, food storage in the garage for our family. And, people are thinking I'm paranoid, but I just read a book recently. It was called The Worst Hard Time, and it was about the Great Depression. Mm-hmm. And I'm reading it. I was so stunned by the parallels between what was happening at that time and what's happening now. And, when I look at it, even an impending man-made climate crisis that people want to deny, even that was happening.
The Great Dust Bowl.
One of the things that really frustrates me, is because I'm a teacher, is that we don't educate our kids about history. One of the things that's really falling off the map is social studies, and that's because that's one of the things that's not tested. When we have here in Washington the Washington Assessment of Student Learning, the WASL, we don't test for social studies, and so we're not educating kids about all of the hard work that went into building this nation.
That's right. And you know why? Because during the 1980s, this campaign that David Horowitz is continuing right now on our college campuses of trying to root out all the socialist professors, in the 1980s, during the Reagan administration, that campaign was, let's get the socialist textbooks out of the schools. Let's get the socialist unionized teachers to stop promoting Marxism and socialism. And all that was code words for, let's stop teaching the history of the labor movement. And they succeeded. You will not find any significant coverage of the history of the labor movement in today's modern social studies books. And it was there in the 70s and 60s and 50s. It was there when I went to school. It was not there when my children went to school. I noticed the difference. I remember, the right-wing talk show host going off on it in the late 70s and the early 80s, Limbaugh and whatnot. And that's what happened. Julie, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Tom in Brattleboro, Vermont. Hey, you guys passed the contempt, arrest to Cheney and Bush, didn't you?
Absolutely.
Hey, good on you, and thanks for listening on WKVT there. We have about a half a minute before we got to take a break. You wanted to promote an idea?
Well, I'll be real quick. As you already mentioned, Pelosi and Conyers have decided to pursue a civil lawsuit to force Bolton and Myers to appear.
Mm-hmm.
Too little, too late.
Yeah, they should be using inherent contempt, like John
Dean
suggests.
That's exactly what I was trying to say.
Yeah. Inherent contempt is arguably a constitutional premise where they can simply. But the problem is that they would have to send the sergeant at arms of the House of Representatives out to make the arrest. And the question is, can that person go all the way to Texas to arrest somebody? And or would that be considered, in the context of inherent contempt, a violation of the, was it Ninth or Tenth Amendment? I think the Ninth Amendment, that all rights devolve to the states. Would it be, would that be the federal government overreaching? And that would end up before the Supreme Court. So it's a tough one either way. 57 minutes past the hour.
Tom Hartman. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Talk radio for the rest of us.
Do you owe back taxes? Are you being audited? Do you have several years of unfiled tax returns? Is the IRS calling or sending threatening letters? Are your wages being garnished? Is there a tax lien on your home or property? Whatever your tax-related problem, the former IRS agents and tax professionals at Taxmasters can help. Call them right now at 1-877-202-7222. That's 1-877-202-7222. Or go to TXMSTR.com.
Again, that's TXMSTR.com. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. The folks at Taxmasters have helped many good people just like you. Some might want you to believe there's a new, friendlier IRS. Well, don't be fooled. This is not the case. Call Taxmasters today, 1-877-202-7222, or go to TXMSTR.com. That's 1-877-202-7222, or TXMSTR.com. Taxmasters will solve your tax problems.
Attention, small business owners. Do you worry about your business when you're not there? Do you fear your profits are walking out the front door? Maybe you worry about productivity when you're gone, employee theft, or just the liability altogether. Protect Your World Alarms wants to give you peace of mind. They'll install the latest security cameras at your business or residence, which will record all activity 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Then we will link it to your computer so that you can review all activity from anywhere in the U.S. or the world. Protect Your World Alarms prides themselves in providing the highest quality equipment at the best price. For less than a dollar a day, we can install a Honeywell system that will alert police, fire, or paramedics in case of any kind of emergency. Feel safe and secure in your business or in your own home. Call 623-205-8003. That's 623-205-8003. Or log on to protectyourworldalarms.com. Log on to protectyourworldalarms.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
We congratulate and commend the youth.
AP Radio News, I'm John Belmont. Fresh violence today in Iraq, the deadliest attack on American forces in more than a month. We got the story live from the Pentagon and AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani.
And John, as the war's fifth anniversary creeps up, so does the U.S. military death toll edge closer to 4,000. Five soldiers killed today in a suicide bombing in central Baghdad. They were on a foot patrol when a bomber set off a suicide vest. Three other soldiers were wounded. An Iraqi police officer says two civilians were killed. This was the worst attack on American troops since five were killed in a bombing in late January. John.
Okay, thanks, Sagar. President Bush says the U.S. will help modernize the Polish military as part of an expected deal to put a new U.S. missile defense system in the country. The president meeting with the Polish prime minister at the White House this morning. An Australian magazine has apologized to readers and troops serving abroad for running a story revealing Prince Harry was fighting with British troops in Afghanistan. New Idea magazine says it didn't know about the media's deal with the British military to keep the deployment quiet to protect Harry and his fellow soldiers. The Drudge Report cited the Aussie report in breaking the news to the U.S. and the rest of the world. General David Petraeus, top U.S. military commander in Iraq, says he's glad the Brits kept their word.
We congratulate and commend the U.K. press, which surely had to know that that was going on, for not leaking that story.
He talked to Sky News. The House Judiciary Committee has filed a lawsuit to get more information about the Bush administration's firing of U.S. attorneys. Would you pour a glass of Advil? How about Lipitor? Some scientists are reacting with concern to an AP investigation that found tiny amounts of prescription drugs like antibiotics and sex hormones in the drinking water of 24 major metropolitan areas nationwide. Wall Street Dow Industrials down 30 points. This is AP Radio News. There's a new Obama girl out there. She's the little kid sleeping peacefully in the Hillary Clinton ad.
It's 3 a.m., and your children are safe and asleep.
And she's not so little anymore. Casey Knowles did that shoot for another commercial when she was 8. She's now about to turn 18 and is old enough to go out and campaign for Obama.
It was really sort of ironic that my image would be used to advocate for Hillary when I myself do not.
The Washington State teenager tells King TV she'd like to go to this summer's Democratic National Convention.
I've been campaigning for Barack Obama for a few months now. I was actually a precinct captain at the caucuses a few months ago.
She's keeping it stateside. Some spring breakers are reluctant to head south of the border this year. Fears of drug battles mean many students visiting Texas's South Padre Island are avoiding slipping into a neighboring Mexican town once popular with tourists. John Delmont, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Super 8. Get a Super Start your day with Super 8's free Super Start breakfast. Stay at any Super 8 and enjoy free coffee, baked goods, and more. Visit Super8.com and see you along the way.
1480 KPHX.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Bringing democracy back to the airwaves. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
The Wasabi Room at Maley's Thai Bistro Desert Ridge is known for sensational sushi dishes. Try Maley's addictive Hawaii 5-0, a peanut-encrusted seared tuna featuring a sweet miso and chili sauce served sashimi style. Or try another of Maley's savory morsels, the Wahoo Roll, a succulent Hawaiian white fish wrapped with cucumber and avocado, topped with fresh sliced strawberries and drizzled with ponzu sauce. Or for a jaw-dropper, try the Tootsie Roll. It's filled with cream cheese, perfectly broiled fresh water eel, red crab meat, and asparagus. For more delicious dishes, call Maley's Desert Ridge at 480-342-9220. That's 480-342-9220.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the Valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184. Or log on to NorthValleyMechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480 KPHX.
Hi, this is Viva O'Neill with 1480 KPHX. If you are looking to heat up your business, call 602-257-1351. Or log on to 1480kphx.com and click on Advertise.
The home stretch.
We have nearly the same delegate lead as we did this morning.
The last gasp.
And we are on our way to winning this nomination.
The long run.
We're going on, we're going strong, and we're going all the way.
Whatever you call it, it won't be boring. The Democratic presidential nomination. Follow it here on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Tom Hartman,
defending America from the weapons of mass deception.
So how have the Democrats created poverty in America? Al Perinello runs a website, PreserveTheAmericanDream.com, characterizes himself as a proud millionaire. And he's concerned that the Democrats are trying to do for the poor. Well, they're trying to make us all poor. Right, Al?
Sort of, kind of. Tom. How are you?
Fine. So I don't get this. I'm a little confused. How is it that the Democratic Party, which brought us the great middle class of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and you know, which was, I think we can all say, was an incredible time of expansion and of wealth in the United States. And then since the 80s, under Republican policies, Reaganomics, we've seen wages absolutely flat, and the disemboweling of the American economy under Republican policies. How is it that the Democrats are trying to promote poverty?
Well, let's see. Where do we begin? First of all, you know, I think the premise that you put forth is highly questionable, but we can get into that in a little bit. Right now, I can tell you that, you know, I was born in a little town on the other side of New York City called Hoboken, New Jersey. I was born and lived the first 22 years of my life there. And it is, in fact, a gigantic Democrat hotbed. It is a machine, a Democratic machine, Hudson County, New Jersey. And as a small kid, I watched very, I guess, you know, from the back row. I just sort of took a look at how my family was functioning. We were poor. And we had a lot of relatives who were poor. And that's what I was born into, and that's what I lived through. And I watched something.
What does poor mean?
I'm sorry?
What does poor mean?
What does poor mean? Well, you know, in my case, it meant, you know, having Campbell's soup for dinner for myself and my three brothers many, many times.
Yeah, I remember, you know, when I was growing up, I remember three straight weeks where we had macaroni and cheese for dinner every night because it had been on sale. But, you know, still my dad was working in a tool and die shop. He had four boys. I was the oldest of four boys. We, mm-hmm. you know, the six of us, you know, we grew up in a three-bedroom house.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought of myself as poor, though. I mean, looking back on it now, I see that we were the top end of the working poor, the lower end of the middle class, but
well, I think that's
you know,
true.
It didn't feel that way to me as a kid.
And you know what? It never does. It never does, because when you're dealing with it, you don't know the alternatives.
In fact, I thought we were doing pretty well.
Yeah, well,
life
good
was
for
good.
You. good
so, for you. And I'm just curious if that was the case, or if you were, you know, living like Dennis Kucinich. I mean, he was actually, they lived in a car for part of the time when he was a little kid.
We lived
really poor.
We lived in a cold water flat. We lived with no extras whatsoever. Nothing worked. My father's car kept falling apart. He was a mechanic, self-employed, made enough money to bring us camel soup and occasionally, you know, a hunk of meat for dinner. And to me, now, back then, you know, I was having a happy life. I was playing, you know, stickball and kick the can and stuff like that in the streets
right,
of Hoboken.
So here we are. So why
right.
would,
now,
you know...
Now that I look back, I can say, wow, were we poor based on what I've been able to...
But neither one of us was experiencing the misery of the Republican Great Depression. Neither one of us was experiencing the misery of the time when Republicans ran this country, for example, in 1900, when a third of all children were providing more than a quarter of all family income in the United States.
Uh-huh.
I mean, those were really bad, and that's, I'm quoting from the Cato Institute, the libertarian think tank.
Right.
Those were really bad times when the Republicans were in charge. The Democrats brought us unionization and a solid minimum wage and the middle class. How is it that you can say that the Democrats are trying to destroy prosperity?
Well, I think the Democrats gave America the most poverty-oriented program that ever existed.
And Lyndon Johnson cut poverty in half in 4 years.
Why are you always talking in history? Why don't we talk about today?
Okay,
you know,
you've got,
I mean,
you know, you want to talk about, for example, your barroom economics over on your website, preservetheamericandream.com? Is that
right.
the... Okay.
Right. Well, did you...
Toss it up.
Did you read it? Do you get
yeah.
it? Okay, so what is
so why don't you go through it for my listeners real quick, if you want, and maybe you can just summarize it very quickly, and I'll give you my response to it.
I missed the point, Tom. What are you asking me to do?
The barroom economics thing.
Oh,
that
I'm sorry.
You've got on your blog.
Well, essentially, it's a common man's understanding of how economics work and how the tax system works. And what is so terribly wrong about the tax system? And without, you know, going into verbatim, essentially it's the somebody is going to be paying an enormous amount of taxes in this society. Somebody. And today, you know, that can be, frankly, called the top 1% or even the top 10%. Because the top 1% right now of this you know, economy in this country are paying 37% of all the income taxes. The
but they 100%. Own 80% of all the wealth.
No.
In your barroom economics example, the question is, okay, what happens with that last guy?
Right.
The thing is, in the very beginning, you're assuming that everybody's drinking the exact same amount of booze and has the exact same amount of space around them in the bar. In reality, if you were to apportion it proportionate to their wealth, the rich guy would have 80-some-odd percent of the bar. The poorest guys would be in the hallway to the men's room. They would be drinking out of thimbles. Mm. They'd be drinking their beer out of thimbles. He'd be drinking his beer out of a keg.
And in the case that's set forth, they're drinking for free. They're drinking for free because
right.
the guy...
Out of the thimbles in the hallway to the men's room.
Right, out of thimbles in the hallway to the men's room, because this little bit is dripping down to them, right.
Well, but, Tom, you know, you and I really don't, we probably, you know, will never agree on, you know, on the pain that is suffered by wealthy people in America. But I got to tell you, when 1% is paying 37% of all the taxes and 10% is paying 70% of all the taxes, you have to begin to think that if we continue to punish people who do well in America, they are going to find alternatives. And by the way, if you go to preservetheamericandream.com, you will see Bar Economics, and you'll see that it has everything to back up essentially what I am saying.
Right. I would suggest that it has everything to back up what I was saying, and I encourage people to go there, preservetheamericandream.com, and check it out. Al, you just said that taxation is punishment, and this is something that really baffles me.
No, what I said was over-taxation is punishment.
If multimillionaires are using the commons, I mean, here we've got court systems that preserve wealth. We've got the federal banking system that preserves wealth. This is all paid for by us. This is the commons. We've got this broad commons that allows the accumulation of wealth. Somebody has to be paying for that, and if the people who are using it are not paying for it, then everybody else is going to have to. It just seems to me quite reasonable that somebody who has enormous wealth also is paying enormous taxes, at least in proportion to their wealth, so that because they're using the commons that created that wealth.
You know, Tom, if you put a period at the end of your sentence right there, you make some sort of sense. The problem is you can't put a period at the end of your sentence because liberal thinkers about dollars in America never seem to understand. And that is that there's more to it. The bottom line is, look, right now, let me go finish my scale, because we're talking about 10% of those people who work in America are paying 70% of all of the taxes.
And own about 85% of all the wealth in this country, and have around 80% of all the income in this country. And they're not actually paying 80% of the taxes. They're paying 80% of the income taxes. When you look at the bottom wage earners in this country with sales taxes, property taxes, and FICA taxes, they're paying a much higher tax rate than the very wealthiest in this country. And then you've got all these people like George W. Bush who are primarily living off passive income. They're living off dividends and interest, and their maximum tax rate is 15%.
You know what? You should try it. It works. It's a good thing. It's not a bad thing.
Yeah, life is good for rich people in America.
Well, then become one, Tom, because your listeners can, and anybody listening to us.
So, Al, if we have 300 million people in America, if all 300 million people become millionaires, who's going to do the work?
Well, let me tell you something, Tom. You're talking to this kid who was born into poverty, drinking Campbell's soup, who became a millionaire. So, am I the enemy? Am I a...
Who's going to do the work, Al, if everybody becomes the leisure class?
Say it again, please.
If everybody becomes the leisure class, who's going to build the cars? Who's going to sweep the streets? Who's going to teach the kids? Who's going to police the streets? Who's going to be our firemen? Who is going to be the American middle class if everybody becomes millionaires?
You know, that's the beautiful thing about capitalism. You know, somebody, you know, the inherent...
We'll always find some sucker.
the vice of capitalism is that it's an unequal sharing of blessings. But the virtue of socialism is that it's an equal sharing of miseries. What choice would you like to have?
It's a false choice, in my opinion. PreserveTheAmericanDream.com. People can make up their own mind. Al, thanks a lot for dropping by.
Always good, Tom. Have a good one.
Al Perinelli, 16 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. News without conflicts of global corporate interest. The Tom Hartman Program. Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m. Tom Hartman at 9. Weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
Gotta have it. Can't afford it.
What are you doing?
Surfing the World Wide Want.
How about searching
Gadget.
For something you need? Like life insurance.
Okay. IQPru.com says a guy like me may get the coverage he needs from a company like Prudential for about... Look at that price.
Really? From a company like Prudential?
Yep, that's the right coverage from the right company.
IQPru.com is the smart way to buy life insurance. IntelliQuote is an independent agent representative of Prudential Financial. IntelliQuote sells life insurance products of Prudential Financial's affiliated life insurance companies, in addition to other life insurance company products.
IntelliQuote gathers A-plus rated insurance company policies and compares rates online. Get a quote in 1 minute at IQPRU.com. That's IQPRU.com. Or call 1-800-LIFE-INSURANCE, 1-800-LIFE-INS, for quality life insurance that fits your budget. IQPRU.com.
1480 KPHX is sponsor-supported radio. Hi, I'm Tom Hartman, encouraging you to shop locally and progressively. I invite you to visit the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback. Art of Framing is locally owned by an independent artist. Create signature frame designs to showcase your favorite artwork or preserve your most treasured memories while tying your entire decor together. Call Art of Framing today, 602-277-3112.
Tired of cable rates going up and up? Then you need to make the switch to Dish Network. Get more of your favorite channels in pure digital quality for less money than cable. And if you switch now, my friends at My Dish Now will give you a genuine Apple iPod. Plus, you'll get a free upgrade to a high-definition receiver with a built-in digital video recorder that works on two TVs. Your free DVR lets you pause and rewind live TV, skip commercials, and record in HD. And the free professional installation will be done fast, usually within 48 hours. Compared to your cable bill, My Dish Now packages start at under $20 a month. No equipment for you to buy. Installation is free. Your HD TV DVR upgrade, free. A full year subscription to TV Guide magazine, free. And don't forget your Apple iPod thank you gift for test driving Dish Network. Have your credit card handy and schedule your installation right now. Call 1-800-610-7657. This amazing offer won't last long, so don't wait. Call now. 1-800-610-7657. 1-800-610-7657.
Ever notice your local furniture store is always having an amazing sale? It's always based on something urgent, like we need to make room for new inventory, or we're going out of business. Well, folks, they've been going out of business for years now. It's all part of the game. You know, the game. The one retailers play with your money. They buy stuff wholesale, mark the price way up, then have a sale to create the illusion that you've gotten a great deal. Before you jump on the next great deal you see in a retail store, you really should attend an open house at Direct Buy. Call today and let them send you an invitation and a free insider's guide that sheds some light on just how much retailers mark up their prices. And it'll tell you all about buying manufacturer direct. Stop paying 40 and 50% markup at retail. Call 800-471-1184 to learn more. That's 800-471-1184. Call 800-471-1184 today.
It's tax time. But if your family made less than $40,000 last year, I've got good news. You can get your taxes prepared for free at one of the many volunteer income tax assistance sites around the Valley. You could even be eligible for a special earned income tax credit refund. For more information, call 602-263-8856 or go to CIR.org. Remember, call 602-263-8856 or go to CIR.org. This message has been brought to you by Valley of the Sun United Way.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Oh, brother, I can't get through. I've been trying hard to reach you, 'cause I don't know what to do.
Well, it is, and that's what the cons are up to. Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour of the Tom Hartman Program, brought to you in part by the 200,000 health and hospital workers at SEIU 1199, fighting for quality, affordable health care for all Americans, because keeping our families healthy should be a right, not a privilege. Now, let's check out what's going on in Iraq for a moment here.
I want to know who the men in the shadows are. I want to hear somebody asking them why. They can be counted on to tell us who our enemies are, but they're never the ones to fight or to die. And there are lives in the balance.
Speaking of children at the cannons, this from the Interpress Service News Agency, Dar Jamail writing. The United Nations has estimated that they estimated half a million Iraqi children died during the 12 years of economic sanctions. that preceded the U.S. invasion of March 2003, primarily as a result of malnutrition and disease. But childhood malnutrition in Iraq has increased since then by 9%, according to a new Oxfam report. A Save the Children report shows Iraq continues to have the highest mortality rate for children under 5 in the world. Since the Gulf War, the first Gulf War, this has increased 150%. 1 in 8 children in Iraq dies before their 5th birthday. 122,000 children died in 2005 alone. According to the UN Children's Fund report, at least 2 million Iraqi children lack adequate nutrition, and the World Food Program's insecurity assessment of food insecurity in 2006 said they also face a range of other threats, including interrupted education, lack of immunization, and diarrheal diseases. The numbers are alarming, said Vice President of the Iraqi Families Association, Omar Khalif. He said there's an increase of about 20% in reported cases of missing children over the past year. 17% of Iraqi children are permanently out of school. An estimated 200,000 more are missing. 760,000 children out of primary school in the year 2006. And those are just the in-country figures. That doesn't count the 2.5 million Iraqis who have fled their country with their children. Only as of this moment, according to the UN Children's Fund, only 40% of children nationwide in Iraq have access to safe drinking water, and only 20% of people outside Baghdad have a working sewage system. You tell me that's the way it should be. I don't think so. And John McCain wants 100 more years of this? And that qualifies him to be president? That's the kind of, he's got a lot of experience, you know? He's experienced, and therefore he's qualified to be president. Because he likes this war, and he'd like 100 more years of it. Doesn't wash for me. Karen in Portland, Oregon. Hey, Karen, welcome to the program.
Hi, Tom. Can you hear me?
I can, and thank you for listening on KPOJ. What's up?
Oh, I listen a lot, and thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to talk to you. I just wanted to pick up on a thread from the barroom economics conversation.
Yeah.
Well, it has to do... with, let's look at the metaphor that you raised about the thimble, people who are middle class drinking out of the thimble,
right.
and then the people who are wealthy drinking out of the beer keg. And that distribution metaphor only portrays half of what's going on, because the other half, of course, is how is wealth produced?
Right. In other words, those guys who are drinking out of the thimble are the ones who are, after when they're not drinking, they're running around in the back room making the beer.
Yes,
and the guy with the keg, who has 80% of the entire room all to himself, which is not in this barroom economics email that everybody has seen by now, I think, the one really, really wealthy guy in the room who's sitting with 80% of the room and 30 kegs of beer in front of himself is producing absolutely nothing.
Right. I think
And God forbid he should have to pay taxes.
Right. And I think it's frightening for people to hear the production argument, because... In John Edwards' run for the presidency, just mentioning the fact that there might be some implicit worth in the working and middle class was divisive, right? That was considered divisive. And if we raise the specter of production and who's actually doing all the work, it's frightening in this country, and we're called all sorts of names.
Yeah.
And I think gradually we have to keep introducing this perspective in a gentle way. I mean, I don't want war. I don't want class war, and I don't want a civil war. And yet we also have to be aware of what's happening, just look at the commons as something that's outside of that whole production system, something that's partly inside of it too.
You're right. And the commons, and you know, using, for example, the publicly paid for educated workforce, using the publicly paid for roads, using the publicly paid for rights of way and the commons. Yeah, absolutely. Richard in New Jersey, we've got about a half a minute before this break. What's up?
Hello?
Hey, Richard.
Yeah, hi. Just a quick point. I couldn't get over his pity the poor rich.
Yeah, pity the wealthy. His pain of the wealthy.
I'm going to set up a fund. It's pity the wealthy, and I picked my recipient for my fund. It's me.
Okay. Are you one of the wealthy who needs pity?
No, I want to be one of the wealthy, so you can pity me.
Okay, right. Yeah, let's have pity for these poor rich guys, these poor multimillionaires. Richard, thank you for the call. Life must be tough when you're just sitting on 20, 30 million bucks, 100 million, 300 million, 500 million, a billion, I don't know. Bill Frist's daddy, $4 or $5 million that he made from privatizing the health care system.
life is just really, really tough for these guys. 27 minutes past the hour.
You're tuned in to the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Randy Rhodes at noon. Jeff Farias at 3. Weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
Will Israel ever see an end to violence? How will the war against Iraq's insurgents impact Israel? Will changes on the Supreme Court have any effect on the Jewish community? Is anti-Semitism in Europe on the rise? What can be done about it? For a look behind the headlines, read the Forward, the nation's Jewish newspaper. The Forward reveals the personalities, motivations, and histories that are fueling the news abroad. The Forward also provides an in-depth look at issues affecting us at home, with comprehensive reports on everything from politics and religion to culture and the arts. It even has its own matchmaking section for Jewish singles. Try 4 weeks free, then be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues free.
Call now, 800-845-2300 for the Forward. That's 800-845-2300.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too, 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Price of fuel. I'm Ed Donahue. It's going to take a bigger bite out of your wallet to do this. Beware the next time you have to fill up. Gas prices are very close to breaking a new record. AAA says the average price at the pump nationwide rose to $3.22 a gallon, half a cent less than the record. Oil prices hit a new record high today of more than $107 a barrel. Five American soldiers were killed in a roadside bombing in Baghdad.
Soldiers were on a foot patrol, and the military believes a suicide vest exploded. It's the deadliest attack on American forces since late January.
Sagar Magani, three Marines are in critical condition. A charter bus carrying members of a Marine Reserve anti-terrorist group overturned at an Army base in Alabama. 23 people in all were injured. President Bush is sending Vice President Cheney to the Middle East.
The swing is sandwiched between last week's trip by Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and the President's own Mideast trip in May, his second this year.
Mark Smith at the White House. The Dow is down 54 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Radio for the people, by the people. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hey, Jeff Farias here. You know, a lot of our listeners are probably going to wait until summertime before they even think about their air conditioning. Well, I used to be the same way, but not anymore. Now I call Parker & Sons. I get it checked out now, so I'm not stuck in the heat come summertime. In fact, Parker & Sons is offering their AC tune-up for only $69. That's $30 off. So take it from me, folks, and call Parker & Sons now at 602-2-REPAIR. That's 602, the number 2, then R-E-P-A-I-R for Parker & Sons.
You want to talk? I've got your talk right here. Action Point with Cynthia Black is now 3 hours every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Greg Palast reports, your calls, my interviews, and of course, scintillating personality. What are you waiting for? Come on, win, don't whine this campaign season with Action Point with Cynthia Black on the Valley's Progressive Talk, Sundays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., 1480 KPHX.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-339-4151 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-339-4151. 1-800-339-4151.
The Stephanie Miller Show.
It doesn't work for me. I gotta have more cowbell.
I think we have serious enemies who wish to do us serious harm.
Nuclear-armed Iran clearly could do significant damage.
He's right. Fear-mongering is better with more cowbell.
That's
Everything's
right.
better with more cowbell.
It's like a fever.
Doesn't seem
the Stephanie
long.
Miller Show. Early weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 1480 KPHX.
The Randy Rhoads Show. Weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Four minutes past the hour here on the radio. Welcome back. And as I say, strange news out there in the wire services. On a day when millions of Americans were reeling from the news that there were trace amounts of prescription drugs in their drinking water, President George W. Bush made a stunning announcement at the White House. I am responsible for this, Mr. Bush told reporters. This is my idea for a prescription drug plan. Standing before a banner reading prescription accomplished, the president said that he hoped providing Americans with free medications via their tap water would prove to be the finest legacy of his administration. Mr. Bush indicated that America's drug-laced waters could boost tourism in the U.S., adding that English rocker Pete Doherty was getting on the next plane over here. Across the country, the announcement that President Bush had doped America's drinking water with dozens of prescription medications drew a variety of reactions. The pitching great Roger Clemens said, "It makes me proud to be an American." Reacting to the news that she had been imbibing anti-anxiety drugs in her water, New York resident Carol Fowler said, "I'm not worried about it, but come to think of it, I'm not worried about anything anymore." But Atlanta's Tracy Kuljian said he believes all drinking water in the U.S. should come with a warning label indicating possible side effects. He said, "I had a glass of water yesterday, and I had an erection lasting more than 4 hours." Yeah, strange stuff. And a tip of the hat to Andy Borowitz, of course, the author of this. You can find it over at borowitzreport.com. Tongue planted firmly in cheek. 1-866-303-2270. Our telephone number. George in Los Angeles. Hey, George, welcome to the program.
Yeah, you know, the thing is that this guy that you had on the air doesn't know what he's talking about. Because Warren Buffett says that his secretary makes more money than him, and Warren Buffett's worth about approximately
$30 million. No, his secretary pays more taxes than him.
As a
percentage of her
more
income.
More taxes than he does.
Right.
And the fact is that if Rockefeller were to call, had a problem, he called the FBI, they knock on his door, and they say, "What can we do for you?" If the middle class person has a problem, he calls the police, and in a couple of days they might come by and they want to know what's happening. But the difference is that the use of the commons. When you're influential, it's like the book, Free Lunch. People that are worth millions and billions of dollars are getting free money from the government when they're privatizing different projects, the government can use that money, whether it's $90 million or $400 million or $800 million that's mentioned in the book, they could use the money and do it themselves. It's absurd that the middle class has to support the upper class, who could, the 1% of the population controls approximately 90% of the wealth of this country, and it's at the backs of the middle class. And you look at the tax structure.
No, you're absolutely right, George. And the reason why is because we've had, since the 70s, you had Joe Coors and a couple of other very, very wealthy guys got together and said, how do we protect our wealth? How do we create a kleptocracy? How do we create a small governing elite and essentially take over the government of the United States? And they funded a series of think tanks, and they funded a number of politicians, and that became what is known as the modern conservative movement. And they have hijacked public policy, they have hijacked public discourse, they have hijacked the media, and they've hijacked the way that most Americans think, to the point now where even Democrats have to say, oh, I'm not going to raise your taxes, like it's some sort of reflexive thing. Hey, wait a minute, I don't mind paying more taxes if I don't have to buy health insurance, for example. I mean, I don't mind paying the gasoline tax if it means that I don't, every time I go on a public street, I don't have to drop 25 cents into a toll booth. There's always going to be this trade-off. Do you want some corporation providing all this stuff, or do you want to provide it through the government? Those are the choices, because we can't do it for ourselves individually. I can't go out and build a road from where I work to where I live. This is the commons, as George so correctly pointed out. Mike in Michigan. Hey, Mike. You're on the air, Mike.
Yes, sir. Great show as usual. What people have to realize, this abhorrence of class warfare, this has been going on for even beyond, not to say that Coors and those people didn't profoundly make it more effective, but this war has been going on since day one, and the little guy is being slaughtered out here. In Michigan, it's madness. They need to tax according to net worth as opposed to income.
Yeah, now that's something that actually the founders debated, and Jefferson wrote about at some length, because there are, in England to this day, there are taxes based on what you own rather than what you earn. And so there's a tax based on your net worth, and that, at least I think it is to this day, it certainly was back in that day. And in this country, we ultimately decided that we would tax by and large based on what we earn and what we buy, that's sales tax and income taxes. And the only extent to which we would tax people on what they own was on property, and that really kind of got slipped in, the property tax, as a way of increasing taxes on the middle class, as the middle class became, you know, as ownership of property became more broadly distributed across the United States. You had Republicans and conservatives all across the country pushing for income tax, for property taxes, and to have local government funded by property taxes, and you know, so to distribute the pain more evenly. Yeah, right. Phil in Pinebrook, New Jersey. Hey, Phil.
Yeah, hi, Tom. My one benefit of being retired is I can listen to you for 3 hours every day.
Great.
Tom, I have a very modest proposal. It's simply this. Let everybody in this country, every working person who earns $10 an hour or less, let them stage a general strike without exception for 1 month. At the end of that month, let's sit down and talk about tax policy, health care, and a whole host of other issues.
Yeah, because everything would be shut down. It's people forget, you know, the Ralph Cramdons of the world. Yeah, good point, Phil. Thank you very much. Alan in St. Louis. Hey, Alan.
Yeah, Tom. I didn't catch, when you were interviewing this guy, I didn't catch what unit he was in the service. But what about the disabled vets? He said anybody can go out there and become a millionaire. Well, what about us disabled vets that aren't able to work anymore? You know, I got a whole $20 raise this year because of inflation was being low and everything. But
you've got to have some compassion, Alan, for the poor millionaires. I mean, they're being taxed.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to have compassion for these people because the taxes are just making them crazy. They're waking up in the middle of the night frightened that their taxes, I mean, right now they're paying a maximum income tax rate of 15% on dividend and interest income. And if we go back to the way it mostly was throughout most of the history of this country, they might have to pay the same income tax as you and me.
Gosh, man, what wonders will never cease.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks,
point made, Alan. Thanks a lot for the call. Good to hear from you. I mean, it's incredible. Ed in Portland, Oregon, listening on KPOJ.
Oh,
hey, Ed.
You know, we treat the rich like little furry sea babies, you know.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
I was calling actually because going back to what you were talking about earlier, that once we get the Bush gang out, the Republican brand name will probably be worthless for a generation. And the thing that we need to understand about that is that the big money interests who back Bush are still going to be around, and they're just going to find another avenue to express their agenda, namely the Democratic Party. And so we have
Well, they already have. That effort was called the Democratic Leadership Council,
that's
the
exactly
DLC.
Right. You anticipated what I was going to say, which is that we have a fight for the election this November, but once the November election's over, the real fight begins, which is going to be to contain the DLC within the Democratic Party to keep it from controlling the agenda. And the way to do that is to start at the grassroots and take the states back, state party organizations one by one back, until we're ready to actually take out the DLC elements in Washington.
Yep. And I would say, actually, it begins at the county level.
Absolutely.
At the precincts and the counties.
And that means everybody listening, you got to get in. You got to get in now.
That's right. Join up. Start, you know, show up, join up, and participate. Very well said, Ed. Thank you very much. Ruth in Manhattan. Hey, Ruth.
Hi, Tom. I just want to repeat something that A.J. Liebling published in a New Yorker article, I suspect in the 60s, but it might have been earlier in the 50s, but I've never forgotten it. And that is the way that labor disputes are reported in the media. Mm-hmm. You never hear that a labor union is offering to work for $7 an hour, but management is demanding that they work for $5. The verbs are always reversed.
Hmm. You're right. You're absolutely right. That, you know, the other bizarre one that just continuously mystifies me is this thing of creating jobs. Nobody creates jobs. You know, I have started a number of businesses. I've employed upward of 100 people, a couple hundred people, I suppose, in aggregate over my lifetime. And I never created a job. What I did is I went out and I found people to do things for me or my company, that I could pay them less than they were creating in wealth. So if they could generate $30 an hour worth of value, I could pay them $20 an hour and I could make 10 bucks. I mean, you know, the bottom line is people don't create jobs. They hire people to generate wealth for them.
Right.
And then they skim that wealth off the top. I mean, that's what employers do. And it's like, oh, we need to give some big tax breaks to these guys so they'll create jobs. God, they don't create jobs. They're using people to generate wealth. Well, it's a fine thing. We're all agreeing it's an okay thing under appropriate conditions if the pay is right. But your point that it is never said in the newspaper that labor is offering to work for this amount and management is demanding that they take less. Instead, it's always said management is offering a certain amount and labor is demanding more. That's you're spot on, Ruth. Thank you so much for educating me about that. I appreciate that. Much appreciated. Hang on just a second there. Mark, I'm going to put you back on hold. 45 minutes past. I didn't see that break coming. 45 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Radio Program. Running on Robitussin today. We'll be back right after this break. Stick around.
Tom Hartman, helping you win the water cooler wars. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Mike Malloy at 6 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 9, weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing.
Hello, I'm Dan Bass-Majan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-729-8717. That's 888-729-8717. 888-729-8717. Call 888-729-8717.
Drum roll, please. You're about to make one of the smartest decisions of your life. You're going to get your degree online. It's a fact. People with a degree, on average, make $1 million more in a lifetime. But where are you going to go to school? There are hundreds of online colleges and universities, and thousands of programs to choose from.
No worries. Cue the music. Introducing Education Connection. This amazing free service will help you find the right school for you. For free, every day, Education Connection matches students to schools that are perfect for them. Not sure about what to study? Log on to 14educationmatching.com and get a free personality test that can help match you to the right career. This is a $75 value, but it's yours free. So take a minute and go online and learn more about your favorite subject, you. Get a free personality test, a $75 value at 14educationmatching.com. The number 14educationmatching.com. That's 14educationmatching.com.
I can change the world with my own two hands.
This is your activist update. Please join us Wednesday, March 19th, to mark the fifth anniversary of the invasion of Iraq. There will be a protest outside of the office of Republican presidential nominee John McCain from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday, March 19th. John McCain has promised us the occupation of Iraq may continue for as long as 100 years. Come out and let your voice be heard. 4:30 to 7:30 p.m., Wednesday, March 19th, in front of John McCain's office, 16th Street, just south of Missouri. I'll see you there.
To find out all the latest in activities going on here in the Valley, go to 1480kphx.com and click on the Activist Update button.
I'm gonna make it a safer place. I'm gonna help the human race.
Hi, this is Dr. Mark Espinoza with Central Dental Care, home of the pain-free smile makeover. If you're looking for a painless dentist, call me at 602-943-7297. But if you'd like a painless way to grow your business, I have to tell you how impressed I've been with the return on my marketing investment since advertising on 1480 KPHX. Traffic to my dental practice has only increased since advertising on 1480 KPHX.
This is Mari Connor with 1480 KPHX. To learn more, click on the advertising link at 1480kphx.com.
The Mike Malloy Show.
Protect the country and keep taxes low. And how to have a culture that respects the dignity of every human being.
And illegal wiretapping and waterboarding and tens of thousands of dead and maimed and decimation of the Constitution. When does the dignity begin, Chuckle Nuts? Respects the dignity. What dignity?
The Mike Malloy Show. Weeknights from 6 to 9 on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
You're not alone. I never thought I'd find the road to freedom. Never thought I'd see you smile again. Never thought I'd have the chance to tell you.
Oh, that's sweet. 9 minutes before the hour. Ellen Ratner with the Talk Radio News Service, which, along with Talkers Magazine, is co-sponsoring this trip to Darfur. Ellen is going along with me, or I'm going along with Ellen, actually, I guess is the right way to say it. And Ellen, you are already, and you will always be my friend, Ellen, and you are already in Switzerland?
I am with Rusty Humphreys. A couple quick things. First, let's related to Darfur and the Sudan situation. Congressman Frank Wolf, a Republican from Virginia, wants to ban any federal officials from attending the Chinese Olympics, and he wants to include the president in that, and so that no federal money can be spent getting to the Olympics because of the Chinese position in Darfur. One other interesting note is just a few minutes ago, the president issued a memorandum for the Secretary of State saying that there was unexpected urgent refugees and migration needs related to Kenya, where you and I will be on Wednesday, and he wants there to be national interest, he said, to furnish assistance under the an act of the U.S. Congress to exceed $4.5 million in emergency refugee and migration assistance. Not exactly a lot of money, considering we spend $12 billion a month in the Iraq situation. So that is on that front.
But it's a start. Let me just toss something into that, if I may, Ellen.
Sure.
Mia Farrow was on our show last week. She just got back from Darfur, and she's got some just heartbreaking pictures over at miafarrow.org, and actually a very good overview of the area. She did a very thorough job. And on her website is a story from Agence France-Presse about how the Chinese, yesterday or the day before, have appointed a special representative who his only responsibility is to deal with Darfur and to try to stabilize the situation there. And they're doing this in response to world public opinion. I think the Steven Spielberg thing really stung them, and they want to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And I think that that's very good news. It'll be interesting to
hear. It is good news, and I believe the special representative, according to the European press, is on his way to France right now.
Right, and so it'll be very interesting when you and I get to the south of Sudan, to southern Sudan, to find out if that's being translated into action on the ground or not, and whether, you know, Nick Kristof, he was on the show last week, and he was there 3 weeks ago, and some of the areas that we're in fact, last night talking to John, just about 30 miles from where we're going to be, is where the army from the north was apparently bombing aid stations, you know, as a way of trying to drive the aid folks out of there, presumably so there wouldn't be reporting of genocide. And hopefully that, you know, a stop will be put to that before you and I arrive.
Absolutely. So hopefully it will be. There's just so much other news that's going on. Today, our staff went to the American Foreign Policy Council meeting, and Jim Woolsey was talking, former CIA director under the Clintons, and he said that, well, they're moving away from the Cold War way of thinking. But then he said the ideology, this is the scary thing, that controls Iran should be taken as seriously as Hitler. And he recommended stronger sanctions on Iran and also a need to reach out, this calls for the CIA, I think, to reach out to the citizens of Iran.
Right. Well, I've had Jim Woolsey on this program, and we've discussed this. He's essentially in favor of our invading Iran tomorrow morning.
Right, exactly.
And he was one of the big, he was one of the major voices back in the late 90s in favor of our invading Iraq tomorrow morning, you know, starting back in 1998. I think he was one of the co-signatories to the project for a new American century, wasn't he?
I believe so. Two other really fast things. Byron Dorgan says that KBR, Kellogg Brown and Root, then a division of Halliburton, has actually given the troops chlorinated old water. And they used it for showers. Some of them got waterborne illnesses, of which you are an expert at understanding.
I've had a few in my day.
I know.
In the third world.
And the other thing is, U.S. House of Representatives filed a lawsuit through their general counsel and the House Judiciary Committee to enforce subpoenas, and they are saying that there are no grounds for executive privilege.
Now, it seems to me like this lawsuit, it's just going to go to the, I'm assuming, the First District in Washington, D.C., and then it'll get kicked to the Supreme Court, and then next year the Supreme Court will decide on it, which means that the Bushies are just going to run out the clock on this, isn't it?
Well, yes, they're going to run out the clock, but even if there's a new Congress, then it does, and you have a different president, how are they going to call executive privilege? I mean, he can still do so under the Presidential Records Act, but the question is whether a new president can almost override it in some respects, or
right.
Congress will override it. Big, big question. And meanwhile, also Senators Leahy and Representative Chairman Conyers has asked their constituency to send letters to the editor on FISA. Ask their just normal citizens to do that.
Right. They've got a great website. It's called fixfisa.com. And you can go there and plug in your zip code, and it'll give you your local newspapers, and you can click the box, and you can write a letter to the editor and just push send, and it gets sent from you, from your email address, to that local newspaper at fixfisa.com. It's a really nice little tool. So we have just about a minute left. Ellen, any news from Europe or Africa that you want to talk about?
Well, I mean, the interesting part about Africa is that a friend of yours and mine, who shall remain nameless, gave me the name of probably one of the wealthiest men in Khartoum, and asked us if we wanted to contact him. So I contacted our folks here and said, well, what should I do? And they said, whatever you do, do not give them our schedule, because if they're at all politically connected, we don't want anybody to really have our particular schedule for our own safety issues. So there is a little bit of that going on.
Take our schedule off my website then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good idea.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, the details of our schedule are not on the website. So.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Ellen, thank you very much.
Thank you. We will talk to you and see you tomorrow.
I'm on a plane in 3 hours, and I will see you in Zurich tomorrow afternoon.
You got it.
Okay. 57 minutes. Ellen Ratner, TalkReadyNews.com. 57 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman radio program. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're in the Democracy Zone.
Democracy
with
Zone.
Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program.
Do you owe back taxes? Are you being audited? Do you have several years of unfiled tax returns? Is the IRS calling or sending threatening letters? Are your wages being garnished? Is there a tax lien on your home or property? Whatever your tax-related problem, the former IRS agents and tax professionals at Taxmasters can help. Call them right now at 1-877-202-7222. That's 1-877-202-7222. Or go to txmstr.com. Again, that's txmstr.com. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. The folks at Taxmasters have helped many good people just like you. Some might want you to believe there's a new, friendlier IRS. Well, don't be fooled. This is not the case. Call Taxmasters today, 1-877-202-7222, or go to txmstr.com. That's 1-877-202-7222, or txmstr.com. Taxmasters will solve your tax problems.
How satisfying would it be for you to know that a construction job you helped manage is now a functioning building, home, or development? The construction industry needs qualified people to plan and coordinate various phases of construction projects. But to get to that level, you need to develop knowledge and skills, the kind that are taught in the construction management program at ITT Technical Institute. Call 1-800-338-4571. ITT Tech's Bachelor Degree Program in Construction Management helps graduates prepare for career opportunities in a variety of entry-level positions in the construction management field. Classes meet just a few days a week to help you balance school with your life, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. Learn more about pursuing your degree in this high-demand field. Call now for a brochure on the Construction Management Program at ITT Tech. Call 1-800-338-4571. 1-800-338-4571. That's 1-800-338-4571.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm John Belmont. They're not related, at least not this time, but both oil prices and violence in Iraq are back up today. Oil has surged above $107 a barrel, a new inflation-adjusted record, and the fifth high in the last six sessions. At the same time, AAA is tracking national average gasoline prices just a half cent under their all-time high of $3.227 a gallon. The current pump price is 69 cents higher than a year ago. Now for the spike of violence in Iraq.
The U.S. military is saying that five American soldiers who were on a foot patrol were killed today in an apparent suicide bomb attack in central Baghdad.
Associated Press correspondent Anna Johnson in Baghdad on the deadliest attack on American forces since five were killed in a roadside bombing in January. Iraqi police say two civilians also were killed. Meantime, Marine Major General John Kelly reports an amazing fall-off in insurgent activity in western Iraq. On a video conference from there today, he says it's a lot different than the last time he served in the region 3 years ago.
You could not go into the cities here, Fallujah, Ramadi, places like that, without a rifle company of Marines, and it was a gunfight going in, gunfight coming out.
Vice President Cheney is heading for the Middle East this coming weekend.
His goal is to reassure people that the United States is committed to a vision of peace in the Middle East, that we expect relevant parties to obligate themselves, uphold their obligations on the roadmap.
President Bush saying the vice president will lean on Israelis and Palestinians to stick to promises they've made about peace. Taking it to court, a House panel is now suing the Bush administration over the U.S. attorney firings. Barack Obama says you have to make a choice in this election. He's in Mississippi today making his strongest statement yet against the idea of him possibly becoming Hillary Clinton's running mate. Wall Street, the Dow is off 96 points, NASDAQ down 28. This is AP Radio News. Last time you went to the mall, noticed anything missing? Like some of the stores?
It appears you're fastening your wallet shut.
Gas prices are going up, the housing crisis drags on, and everybody seems to be talking about a possible recession. So you're not spending as much money at the mall. Retailers, including Talbot's and Pacific Sunwear, have closed hundreds of stores. Sharper Image has filed for bankruptcy protection. Many of these stores are at your local mall. Analysts say malls are still healthy overall, but they're starting to feel the recoil of that rapid-fire expansion during the boom years. I'm Rita Foley.
Police in North Carolina are trying to get a closer look at two ATM surveillance photos of a man suspected of killing the University of North Carolina's student body president. Police have arrested a man in Oklahoma in connection with the murder of a University of Arkansas student. Officials say the man had been acquainted or romantically involved with the woman at some point. I'm John Belmont, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Garlic. Try America's number one selling garlic supplement, Garlic. It's all natural, drug and odor-free, and cholesterol's natural enemy. For a healthy heart and healthy life, use Garlic.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Truth to power never sounded so good. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I'm talking with business needs. Paul, taxes feel like a jigsaw puzzle, and I get overwhelmed. Can business needs help?
We sure can. Business Needs is Arizona's number one executive financial tax services for small and medium-sized companies and sole proprietorships and tax preparation for individuals. Just entering data in a QuickBooks program and then transferring that limited information in a QuickBooks tax program is not enough and is not smart. Why pay the IRS money that you don't need to? What if you could decrease your taxes 20, 30, 50, or 100%? It's possible. We analyze your needs and make a plan to save you money. Our analysis will identify areas where breakthrough results can be achieved. Visit BusinessNeedsAZ.com to review our many services. We work for your success at very affordable prices, and we guarantee it. That's 602-595-5210 or BusinessNeedsAZ.com. Remember, 602-595-5210. At Business Needs, why pay more?
Embarrassed by doggy odor? Come bathe with us. Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center. Self-service doggy wash, full-service grooming, hip accessories, delicious fresh baked treats. Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center at 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School. Winner, Best of Phoenix Magazine and Best of New Times. Wash them, feed them, spoil them. All in one cool place. For all your clean doggy needs, Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center. Bark if you're dirty, 602-462-9274. That's 602-462-WASH. Call or stop by today. Join us at the 7th Annual Melrose on 7th Avenue Street Fair, Saturday, March 15th from 3 to 9 p.m. on 7th Avenue between Indian School and Campbell. Shop our local artist market, groove to live music, enjoy street performers, check out the Collector Car Show, fun children's activities, delicious food. Come join us. Admission is free. Saturday, March 15th from 3 to 9 p.m. Celebrate the vitality of Central Phoenix. The 7th Avenue Street Fair, sponsored in part by 7th Avenue Merchants Association and InTouch News.
Did you know that Hillary Clinton is a closet lesbian and Karl Marx worshiper who wants to take your private property, release murderers onto the streets, and won't meet with the mothers of servicemen killed in action? Plus, she was named after Sir Edmund Hillary, who was a train robber. Believe it or not, every one of those facts has been churned out by the right-wing noise machine. They can't win on the issues, so they lie. This time, we're ready. 1480 KPHX, the wrench in the right-wing noise machine.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Program. Welcome to the vast, radical, middle conspiracy. Accept no imitations. Tom Hartman.
And welcome back. So in our first 2 hours of our program today, we've been talking about how the middle class has been systematically hollowed out and destroyed as the New Deal has been rolled back, as Limbaugh's, you know, great dream that... Roosevelt is dead.
Roosevelt is dead. His policies may live on, but we're in the process of doing something about that as well.
Yeah. And they've had some successes. We've had 30 years, more or less, of pretty much uninterrupted destruction of the New Deal. Nobody has rolled back Taft hardly, for that matter. The proposals put forward by Truman in 1947 for a national single-payer health care program were never put into place. I mean, and on it goes. And unionization is down. How do we... So we've documented this over the first 2 hours. How do we pull together a progressive majority that can actually win elections? Robert Creamer's on the line with us. He's the author of a new book, the foreword by Tom Matzy of MoveOn.org. Listen to your mother. Stand up straight. How progressives can win. Robert, welcome to the program. Robert Creamer? He should be there. Okay. All righty. Well, we'll find out where what happened to Robert. Anyway, it's and this is, frankly, I think the question of the day is how do we take these things back? It's step by step. It's a good start is by contacting members of Congress, by getting involved in the political process. Hey, the trucker in Washington on 1090 AM. Hey, trucker, welcome to the program.
Howdy. I just wanted to add my 2 cents worth on this thing about the commons.
Mm-hmm.
And the taxing of the privatization of natural resource is probably head and shoulders above everything else in regard to unearned income.
In other words, somebody drilling an oil well on their property, they're tapping into a pool that probably covers an area that's hundreds of miles in diameter, but it happens to be on their square acre. They make all the money on that oil, and really the oil arguably isn't even theirs. It's the property of the nation. Many, many countries say that resources deep under the ground are actually part of the commons. Is that what you're talking about?
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Okay, good.
Very good.
So your suggestion is what?
Well, my suggestion is that we learn to distinguish between earned and unearned income.
Right.
And look at, go to Wikipedia and look at economic rent.
Yeah, I agree. And we learn to distinguish between the commons and the not commons. Excellent point. Thanks a lot, Trucker, for the call. Let's try Robert Creamer again. Hey, Robert.
Tom, I'm right here. Are you there?
Okay, I am, indeed.
Good.
We now have a phone line that's working. I thought for a minute there Alberto Gonzalez was,
It would be possible. Indeed.
Or Mukasey, I guess, these days. So you've written this new book, Listen to Your Mother, Stand Up Straight, How Progressives Can Win. How can progressives win?
Well, I think you're absolutely right that for the last 30 years we've been on the political defensive. And the question is, how do we both create a replicable political majority electorally, but more importantly, how we shift the political center of the debate to make common sense the progressive values that were, in fact, the dominant parameters for what's right and wrong in politics from 1932 until the mid-70s.
Right, the things that were common sense during my father's generation. And,
absolutely.
And, it's the generation of people who came of age in the 30s and 40s.
And I think the number one thing we got to do is people have to, as the title says, stand up straight and talk about our values. We can't be allowing the right to define the terms of what's right and wrong. So, that, for instance, when it comes to something like the minimum wage, we ought not to accept that when they say, gee whiz, if you pass increases in minimum wage laws, you're going to interfere with the natural laws of how wages should be set. Nothing natural about those laws. Supply and demand is not... is not the arbiter of what people are worth. We're not commodities, corn or beans.
Right. And, well, and not only that, that begs the question of, is the economy here to serve society, or is society here to serve those who own the economy or who have the greatest influence in the economy? In fact, one of our callers earlier made a quote from A.J. Liebling that I had never heard before, and I'm assuming that it was accurate, and she said that he had said, you're familiar with him, the newspaper columnist and commentator and critic of the media, as it were, from the previous generation, that he had said that when newspapers report labor disputes, they never say labor is offering to work for $6 an hour, but management is fighting to only pay them $4 an hour. Right. Instead, they say management is offering $4 an hour, but labor is fighting or holding out for $6. You know, it's the verbs are always used in a way that makes labor the aggressor and management the victim of that aggression, essentially.
Right, and that setting of the frame is critical to this whole deal. And when after the last election, 2004, we were really in the worst shape we'd been in many, many years, right? I mean, they ran the presidency, the House, and the Senate. Then came the president's attempt to try and privatize Social Security and essentially assault the sector of the political economy. It's really built on progressive values. We're all in this together, not all in this alone. And
right. And
I think we've successfully turned that back, partially by the way we framed the debate. It was about guaranteed benefits. It was about privatization. They wanted to name it about personal accounts and freedom. We won that framing debate.
Right.
And I think that's a model for how we've got to win the debates going forward into the next into 2009. I got to tell you, though, Tom, I believe we're on the precipice of what could be a fundamental generational realignment in American politics. If we win this election big, and then if we go on to deliver in 2009, that's the critical thing. We got to deliver.
Right, which means that we have to have progressive politicians, not Republican light. I mean, frankly, right now, Dwight Eisenhower, and I play a lot of clips of Dwight Eisenhower on this show, Dwight Eisenhower was more progressive than a lot of Democratic, Big D Democratic Party politicians at this moment.
Absolutely right. Couldn't agree more. And I got to tell you, I'm a big fan of Obama, and in large measure because I think he has the ability to inspire. And to me, what's needed in Washington next year is somebody not just who's a good president. We need somebody who can lead a movement to change Washington, to change the arrangements, the structures of power, and the distribution of resources that characterizes this town for the last 30 years.
Yeah.
And that means somebody's got to go out in the hustings and mobilize the population of the country to do it, because sure as hell it's not going to be done right here in the middle of, the Beltway.
Yeah, and it's also not going to be done from the White House. I mean, regardless of who's the president, it's going to be done at the precinct level, it's going to be done at the county level, it's going to be done at the state level. We have to build a national progressive infrastructure the way that the conservatives have built a national conservative infrastructure that rose up and took over the Republican Party. We need to take back the Democratic Party, in my opinion.
Absolutely right.
So,
go ahead.
So in your book, Listen to Your Mother, Stand Up Straight, How Progressives Can Win, specific suggestions for our listeners.
Well, the book actually is set up both to kind of create the general strategy, but be very specific on steps to be taken with respect to who we communicate with, the kind of messages we have to communicate in order to persuade the persuadables and mobilize the mobilizables. And the one thing I would say that just is enormously important right now, it seems to me, is that the one message that will do both, I mean, there are only two groups of people in politics who, in a campaign or even an issue campaign, that change the outcome, that will change the result of a campaign. They're persuadable voters who always vote and are flip-floppers, undecided, switch hitters, and there are mobilizable voters who would vote for our cause and our people if they would just get off their rears and go to vote, but it's hard to get them to do that.
Right.
The one message that works with both is inspiration, and it's been the lack of a sense of inspiration since Bob Kennedy died in 1968, I think, that as much as anything has prevented us from inspiring people and getting them to building a majority that is more than just 50% of the population. I think Obama could do that.
It seems like there are two lines of thought on this, and we only have 30 seconds left. One is that we need inspired leadership and everybody will follow, and the other is that those of us who are the follow need to all get active and the leaders will appear. It sounds like you're saying that both are true.
I think absolutely both are true. And winning is going to require mobilizing lots and lots of us, normal people all over America, not just good people in Washington.
And then, finding among us those who can stand up and speak the truth like Franklin Roosevelt did, who was a very actually unlikely guy to be speaking those truths in 1936.
All true.
Robert Creamer, his book, Listen to Your Mother, Stand Up Straight, How Progressives Can Win. Thank you, Robert.
I like the way you say that, Tom. Thanks much, buddy.
Good talking with you. 16 minutes past the hour. Franklin Roosevelt, coming up next.
The Tom Hartman Program, where smart people get their news. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
Why should you consider investing in gold today? Well, number one, it's simply a smart strategy. Many experts believe that adding gold to your portfolio may improve its performance. In fact, it's proven to give investors a 4-to-1 return over stocks the last 3 years alone. Number two, it's guaranteed. When you buy a stock, it's paper that can be worth $100 a share today and nothing tomorrow. When you invest in Gold American Eagles, you get the only gold coins whose weight, content, and purity are guaranteed by the U.S. government. And when you have Blanchard & Company on your side, you get a double guarantee because they guarantee to buy back your gold anytime you want to sell. So if you want proven performance and an asset that has been in demand for 3,000 years, call Blanchard & Company. They have a very special radio offer on Gold American Eagles right now. So call 888-730-GOLD. That's 888-730-GOLD. Don't wait. Call 888-730-GOLD.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-339-4151 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-339-4151. 1-800-339-4151.
Tax time is just around the corner. Is your business prepared? Hi, this is Carrie with Camel View Accounting Services. As a QuickBooks Pro Advisor, I can help you organize your business bookkeeping to take a complete package to your CPA. For a full list of services, please visit my website at camelviewaccounting.biz or give us a call at 480-946-2484. That's 480-946-2484. 2484, or find us on the sponsor directory at 1480kphx.com.
Let's talk about mortgage insurance for a moment. Did you know that mortgage insurance is required on any loan above 80% of the equity on the home? That's right. As home values decline, the equity amount on your home will most likely decrease as well. As soon as it hits 80% of your loan amount, you'll be required to pay mortgage insurance on top of your current payment. Don't let an extra payment weigh you down. Now is the time to call 76 Mortgage to refinance out of that ARM into a low 30-year fixed before home values decline even more. 76 Mortgage can help you find out how much equity you have in your home, how close or far you are from that 80% mark, and save you hundreds of dollars on your monthly payment. For your free savings analysis, call 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626. They'll listen to your unique situation and get you into the loan that's right for you. And 76 Mortgage is locally owned and a proud sponsor of 1480 KPHX. BK number 0907413. Don't get stuck paying mortgage insurance. Call 602-265-LOAN today.
Local economies are strong economies. Hi, this is Mike Malloy. Local media connects local businesses with local customers, or at least it should. While corporate radio thumbs their noses at Main Street, 1480 KPHX specializes in working with Valley-owned businesses that are competing against the chain and megastores. Keep Progressive Talk going strong and keep more of your dollars right here in town. Visit the sponsors directory at 1480kphx.com.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
There are people in this country who work hard every day. Not for fame or fortune do they strive, but the fruits of their labor are worth more than their pay. And it's time a few of them were recognized. Hello, Detroit auto worker. Let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for
the royalists I have spoken of, the royalists of the economic order, have conceded that political freedom was the business of the government. But they have maintained that economic slavery was nobody's business. They granted that the government could protect the citizen in his right to vote, but they denied that the government could do anything to protect the citizen in his right to work and his right to live.
Franklin Roosevelt, 75 years ago, I think it was this week, earlier this week, that he was inaugurated. And speaking of labor, our labor segment for the week, Terry O'Sullivan, the president of the Laborers International Union of North America, L-I-U-N-A, L-I-U-N-A dot liuna dot org is the website, is with us. Hey, Terry.
How you doing, Tom? Always great to be with you. Proud to represent 500,000 hardworking men and women that, as the song says, work hard every day to make this a better country.
There you go. There you go. And we've been talking about this throughout the whole program today, how, you know, conservatives recalibrate this, how they say, oh, we're offering jobs. And it's like, no, sorry, we're willing to work. And you can make more money than our labor generates. I mean, even in my case, I mean, with this radio show, if the network makes more money than I do, then they stay in business. I mean, that's the thing. They offer me. It's not that they're offering me a job. It's that I'm giving them a product. And it's the same thing. It's somebody working on an assembly line. They are giving their labor, or they're selling their labor to that company. And that company is then going to sell the fruit of that labor for more than they paid for it. And that's how you make a profit in America. You don't create jobs. You hire people. You basically, I mean, you could argue, I mean, the socialists have for a long time, that you exploit labor.
Workers aren't looking for handouts, as you said, Tom. Yeah. They add value. To me, the most important asset that we have as a country, with all due respect, isn't Wall Street. It's not corporate America. It's working men and women. It is, in fact, workers that provide the profits, produce the profits, and we need a better balance in this country between... Right. Employees and employers, and that's what organized labor stands for.
Amen. And Liuna is now, you're talking about the need to rebuild our national infrastructure.
This is a multi-pronged issue, Tom. I mean, we're facing a lot of important issues in this country, but first and foremost, from our perspective, America needs politicians who believe in taking care of the basics, who believe in building America. What's happening to our transportation infrastructure in this country, really, the neglect is a crime. I mean, when you think about in 2005, Hurricane Katrina, when 1,400 people died because levees failed, and still today there are 3,500 dams across America that are unsafe. You've talked about it. We've talked about it before last August. We saw what happens if you don't take care of the basics when the I-35 bridge collapsed in Minneapolis. Right. Where 13 people died and 100 were injured. And still today, one out of four bridges in America is structurally deficient or functionally obsolete. And these statistics are telling, and what happens is that this is affecting the quality of life. It's affecting people's lives.
But the response to this of folks like John McCain is, well, then let's just privatize those things. Let's turn them over to private corporations and let them, you know, put a toll thing up there and charge for it. That's what Indiana's doing right now.
And a lot of other places, too. And I do believe this, Tom, I think that there is a role for privatization, a role. But it is not the solution to rebuilding and expanding the transportation infrastructure.
Especially when they're privatizing it to Spanish and French companies.
That's right.
I mean, make me crazy. No, take the profits to Europe, right?
That's right. I think state government, federal government, we all have responsibilities as Americans, as citizens. And certainly there needs to be a balance between alternative approaches for expansion and repair of our transportation infrastructure. But that is not an excuse for the federal government or state governments to shirk their responsibilities to provide safe roads and bridges in this country.
So, Terry, as an observer of the political scene, presidencies of McCain versus either Obama or Clinton for labor.
I think there's no comparison. I mean, John McCain, with all due respect, I do believe he's an American hero. And I think anybody that wears the uniforms of the armed services is an American hero. But he is no hero for working families in this country. John McSame is what we would end up with. We're going to have an extension of what's happened to us under George W. Bush for the last 8 years. He does not support a worker's right to join or form a union, doesn't support the Employee Free Choice Act. He has voted 15 times since 1983 against Davis-Bacon, which is near and dear to our members' heart. This guy is not a friend of working families. Both Senator Obama and Senator Clinton do support Employee Free Choice Act. They support transportation infrastructure spending. So there is no comparison between Senator McCain or Senator Obama and Senator Clinton.
An important point that needs to be made over and over and over again. Terry O'Sullivan, the president of LIUNA, LIUNA.org. Thanks, Terry.
Always great being with you, Tom.
You're tuned in to the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Hey, this is Mike Walter, here to let you know the Napa Hat Swap is back and going on now at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Take one of your old hats into a Napa store near you and get a 2008 Napa racing hat free with any purchase. You'll end up with a great part and a great hat that's perfect for whatever the weekend has in store, whether you're watching my car or working on yours. The Hat Swap going on now at Napa. Limit one per customer. Good only while supplies last. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff!
Reason number 9 to switch to Geico. There's nothing sweeter than saving money on car insurance. It's one of those rare opportunities in life where you can thumb your nose at the system and say, "Okay, system, listen up. I just got a better deal with Geico. Great savings, personal service 24/7, and the latest in online technology." Of course, the system may sulk for a day or two, but you're going to feel a lot better.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
You can dance. I'm Ed Donahue. The military says five American soldiers were killed in a suicide bombing in Baghdad.
They're saying only that the soldiers were on a dismounted patrol when the explosion struck, and that initial reports are indicating that the explosive device used was a suicide vest.
Anna Johnson in Baghdad. Oil prices hit yet another record high, more than $107 a barrel. AAA says the average price of a gallon of gasoline nationwide is just a half cent away from the record high. Campaigning in Mississippi today, Barack Obama ridiculed the idea of being Hillary Clinton's running mate in the fall. The Democrat says voters should not think they can get both candidates on the ticket. They have to make a choice. President Bush is sending Vice President Cheney to the Middle East.
His goal is to reassure people that the United States is committed to a vision of peace in the Middle East.
Gorton says the pills that were found inside a Pennsylvania family's fish fillets last month were harmless over-the-counter herbal supplements. The company says it was an isolated incident. As a precaution, Gorton's recalled about 1,000 cases of its crispy batter fish fillets. I'm Ed Donahue.
Stephanie Miller. Tom Hartman. Randy Rhodes. Jeff Farias. And Mike Malloy. The wrench in the right-wing noise machine. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I'm talking with Business Needs. Paul, I'm getting overwhelmed trying to fill out my own income tax form. Can Business Needs help me, or do I need to be a business owner?
Viva, we can help you and all others like you. Although Business Needs is Arizona's number one executive financial tax service for small and medium-sized companies and sole proprietorships, we also provide tax preparation for individuals. We believe that even individuals should not have to pay more money than they need to, or should they have to pay tax prep franchises a lot of money for doing nothing. To give back to the community of Business Needs, we will do your 1040A or EZs for $20, or your 1040s for under $100. We'll even e-file, which is the rapid refund, your return for you. You could get your return within 2 weeks. Visit businessneedsaz.com to review our many services. Call 602-595-5210 or call businessneedsaz.com. Remember, why pay more? That's Business Needs, 602-595-5210.
Tonight, skip the chain restaurant and experience Rada Cafe Bar, Scottsdale's true neighborhood bistro and wine bar. At Rada, the food is fresh, seasonal, and the atmosphere is relaxed. Rada's Tuscan-inspired cuisine combines traditional slow-simmered recipes with a modern edge. Herbed ricotta stuffed chicken, seared plum Pinot Noir duck, and grilled pork with apple fig chutney are just a few of Rada's signature dishes. Paired with our boutique wines or craft brews, your intimate dining experience at Rada will be accented by the personal service. The owners cook for you, wait on you, and even wash up. Rada was voted Best New Restaurant by 944 Magazine, Best Gourmet Bang for Your Buck by Get Out, and Best of Phoenix New Times winner for both Caesar salad and tiramisu. Eat as if you were in Italy. Eat at Rada, Monday through Saturday, open at 4. Located at 7000 East Shea Boulevard, just west of Scottsdale Road in the Scottsdale Promenade. Eat well. Eat at Rada tonight. Ciao.
The Randy Rhoads Show.
Hillary wins by 10 in Montana. South Dakota on June 3rd. Primary season ends on June 7th in Puerto Rico with another big Viva Clinton. And she pulls off a 60-40 landslide, giving her the other 11. 16 victories in a row over 3 months. At the end of regulation, Hillary's the nominee, right? Right?
The Randy Rhoads Show. Weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Let me take
back 34 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you. Looks like Elliot Spitzer is going to have a bit of a problem on his hands. This link to a prostitution ring is the headline of the New York Times. We'll see how this plays out. We'll just leave it at that for the moment. 866-303-2270, our telephone number. And Tom in Washington State, listening on KPTK. Hey, Tom, what's up?
You know, you've had a pretty level-headed look at the race between Obama and Clinton, so I wanted to get your take on this. It seems to me, with the comments she's made recently, that she's willing to put her own ambitions ahead of the party's chance at the White House. She suggested that McCain would be better prepared to be president than Obama. She suggested that he isn't ready, and yet she says that she'd put him on the ticket as a VP. If the country was her concern, you'd put forward a VP candidate that is ready to step in on day one.
Yeah, this was the essence of the riff that I did about a week ago, where I talked about in therapy or in counseling or in just in relationships, there's this concept of the belt line. You don't hit below the belt line. You don't. You know, we all know if we are in a relationship with somebody over time, you get to know where people's belt lines are. You get to know the things that you can say to them that will actually wound them, that you can't take back, you know. And that, in my opinion, Barack Obama has not hit Hillary Clinton below the belt line, although he could. And Hillary Clinton has hit Barack Obama below the belt line on at least two occasions. And those are woundings that you can't take back, and they're woundings that are going to harm him as a nominee for president or as a nominee for vice president. And I think it's just bad politics. I think that frankly makes great sense to me.
And I
think it's hurting Hillary Clinton as well. I mean, she is tarnishing herself, and I hope that she's doing this on the advice of bad advisors. I hope that this is not a reflection of her real personality, that rather what we're seeing here is, you know, Mark Penn or something like that, because this is just, it's just wrong. And, you know, to play the game that way, you just don't do that. And so we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. Mark in New Mexico. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, Tom. At the risk of sounding picky, I have to correct Mr. Kramer on one point. Robert Kennedy didn't die. He was assassinated.
You're right.
And one of the topics of the day is poisoned waters. And I know when you get to Darfur, if you don't already know, that that is one of the favorite tactics of the Janjaweed bandits who are trying to kill off...
Right, it's poisoning the wells in the communities.
Poisoning the wells. And in America, we have this problem too, but in New Mexico, we're actually jealous of you big city folks who get free... mood-altering drugs and
in our water supplies
and anti-anxiety medications, because all we get in our water is plutonium and PCB and mercury and perchlorate.
Right.
And it's kind of like Marilyn Monroe said, we get the fuzzy end of the lollipop.
Yeah, there you go, Mark. Thanks a lot. Very strange. Gary in Pittsburgh. Hey, Gary.
Hi, Tom. Have a safe trip, by the way.
Thank you.
Two observations, if I may. Number one is, and it's my own personal opinion, I believe, hopefully, that Barack Obama will be our next president, but I believe he will pick, and I would pick Bill Richardson as my vice president's pick, and I'm going to tell you why. He's a former candidate with great name recognition, but more than that, he's respected on both sides of the political aisle, Republican and Democrat. Obviously, he's a governor, and he'll pick up a lot of the Hispanic vote that Senator Obama would ordinarily pick up, yeah, and even George Bush picked him up for a post in government.
Yeah, so I think Bill, I was always kind of wishy-washy about Bill Richardson because I have friends who live in New Mexico. I'm on the air in New Mexico, and I get, you know, feedback about that. And some folks have said, well, you know, he's not really all that progressive, and, you know, quack, quack, quack. And I met him in New Hampshire, and I realized that, you know, the power of charm, you have to try to, you know, it's like I met Bill Clinton, too. And in fact, I introduced him in Seattle, Washington, about a year and a half ago for a fundraiser for Jim McDermott. And for 5 minutes, I was convinced that Bill Clinton thought I was his best friend in the world. I mean, you know, that's how incredibly charming this guy is. But with Bill Richardson, just sitting and talking with him, this is a really solid guy. I mean, this is he really does know his stuff, and he really does have the background, and maybe he's had to make some legislative calls that I wouldn't have made or that I didn't like because I didn't think that they were progressive enough. But I'm assuming that that's just, you know, in politics, sometimes you have to compromise. I agree with you. I think that Bill Richardson would make a great vice presidential candidate for Barack Obama, or for Hillary Clinton, for that matter. And frankly, as I've been saying all along, I don't think that he was ever seriously running for president. I think all along he's been running for vice president. So
I agree. I have one more. Right.
Yeah.
I agree. I have one more remark, if I may. For two elections here, we've been our own worst enemy. The last two elections, and we elected the worst president of my lifetime. And it seems to me that we can't afford to go into this. We can't afford to make a wrong decision again. And we need more national character, if you will, in picking presidents.
Yeah. No, I absolutely Gary, good point. But, you know, here we are, and this is what we have, and we're going to have to make a decision. And it's going to be the voters who are going to make the decision. And then we need to get together and move this party in an appropriate direction. Over the short term toward victory, over the long term toward a progressive majority. Anne Marie in Canton, Michigan. Hey, Anne Marie.
Hi, how are you, Tom?
I'm fine. I'm great, but I'll get better.
Oh, good, good. Hopefully, like people in Michigan, too. Right now, as you know, we're all mad at the Detroit DNC because of our votes. And,
right.
In the middle of this great economic mess that we're in here. But
yeah.
I've been with the League of Women Voters for about 15 years, and I've moderated forums, and I've, you know, interviewed candidates from all genres. And I have to tell you, about 12 years ago, the House Republicans in the state, they went and they gerrymandered all the districts to change mm-hmm. them so that they'd be mostly Republican. And what's happening here is the progressives that are trying to run, when they go to the DNC, they're being told, unless you can come up with, you know, this million, this much million, this much million, you know, we can't even look at you.
Right.
And they're not helping them. I mean, Nancy Skinner and Royal Oak had to pull out because, I mean, she was the closest. She almost beat the Republican in the last race. And instead of the DNC helping her, they basically said, hey, I'm sorry, you can't pull in the millions we need. And so, you know, we need another candidate. So it's not even enough that you stand up and say something because you can't raise the money.
And my good friend Tony Trupiano, also in Detroit, banged his head against that wall in the last election cycle.
Right.
And that's the unfortunate political reality. And it's why we need to be, you know, I mean, it's at this moment, what we are seeing is not just a battle for the heart and soul of America, you know, for the future of America, but quite literally a battle for the heart and soul of the Democratic Party. And it's why we need to be engaged and we need to be participating right now. And the extent to which the Democratic Party doesn't respond to us and doesn't listen to us is the extent to which we need to infiltrate it and take it over and be involved. So,
right.
Anne-Marie, thank you very much for your advocacy and for your hard work and for getting out there. Eddie in Greenfield, Massachusetts, listening to WHMP. Hey, Eddie. Eddie?
Hello.
You're on the air?
Tom.
Yeah.
Hey, are you better now?
I am.
I wanted to comment on what a couple of your callers talked about just before you switched to the FDR thing.
Mm-hmm.
One was about newspaper reporting.
Right, the media coverage of labor.
Right. The best one I can think of is when Harry Bridges, the West Coast Longshoremen's leader years ago,
mm-hmm.
Was interviewed by a reporter. And what he said was, I have yet to read a newspaper that's ever taken the side of the workers.
Well, actually, you know, when I was a kid, back in the days when I was, you know, I was born in 51, and when I was a kid in Michigan, there was a labor paper and there was a business paper. There's the Detroit Free Press, the Detroit News, and one had a labor section and one had a business section. One was reliably Democratic, one was reliably Republican. And you could pick which one you wanted to read, and you'd get the news of interest to one side or the other.
Yeah, make an opinion.
Yeah, it used to be that way all over America. Eddie, I got to drop the call. Thank you for the call, but the echo is making me crazy. That's the wonder of media diversity. That's when you've got a lot of newspapers that are locally owned, that are responsive to the community, and now you end up with one statewide newspaper that's owned out of some other state someplace else, and they try to say, oh, we're in the middle. We're walking down the middle. Or we're showing both sides. But I haven't seen a labor section in a newspaper for at least half my lifetime. Stephen in Mountain View, California. Hey, Stephen, got to take a break here in about a half a minute. What's up?
Well, it's a short message. Tom, I've been calling my senators are Boxer and Feinstein. My
mm-hmm.
Representative is Eshoo. They're all fine people, but I've been calling them about once a week, maybe every other week, for 2 years, and it doesn't seem to make a big difference. In fact, I get a lot of email back from them, and it's about stuff that I didn't actually talk to them about. So
yeah.
It doesn't sound like they're listening.
Well, here the key, Stephen, and you know, Bernie Sanders talks about this. Make one single point in one single sentence. Don't try to educate them. Don't try to give them a whole long thing. Don't send them 35 pages of something. Make one point when you call. Make it very, very simple. And make every call separate. 45 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program. The True People's Radio. Tom Hartman. Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
Reason number 22 to switch to Geico. We think renters are cool. Now, we don't know if you were born cool or if it's just all the cool stuff you have in your apartment. The point is, if you want to protect your considerable coolness, ask Geico about renter's insurance. For as little as $12 a month, you can protect all the stuff you hold near and dear, including that combination flat-screen TV espresso machine. Now that is cool.
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Hi, I'm Carl Edwards, NASCAR driver and Claritin user. Any kind of driving is serious business, and it's risky to drive with an allergy medicine that could cause drowsiness. Always read the warnings. If it says may cause drowsiness, consider it carefully, or do what I do and get Claritin Clear with the powerful relief of non-drowsy Claritin. Stay alert. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear with non-drowsy Claritin.
Use as directed. Now's your chance to save on your next Claritin purchase. Look for coupon savings in this week's Sunday paper.
When a vital document or truckload of goods needs to be with your customer now, time is money. Lightning Courier Service provides on-demand personalized service statewide, so your package can be picked up any time of day with the fastest guaranteed delivery by professional drivers who will give you exclusive attention. For more information, log on to lightningcourierservice.com or call 480-922-4929. For service that's lightning fast, call Lightning Courier Service, 480-922-4929, or log on to lightningcourierservice.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom59.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom59.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 59.com. Freedom59.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, I'm Jim Allen with Arizona Boating and Water Sports News Magazine. Arizona Boating and Water Sports Magazine celebrates the activities we're free to enjoy in Arizona's amazing outdoors. Activities like boating, fishing, camping, RVing, and every kind of water sports under the sun. However, I'm concerned our freedom to enjoy these things is in jeopardy. We're facing the most critical time in our history when apathy and failure to take action could mean the end of our country as we know it. Please urge those you meet each day to become knowledgeable about the state of our country. As an advertiser at KPHX, I'm proud to support Progressive Talk, and a proud local radio can support and grow my business. After all, a rising tide raises all boats. I recommend 1480 KPHX to any business looking to reach a local, educated, and motivated audience.
This is Kim Macias, sales manager at 1480 KPHX. To turn the volume up on your business, call 602-257-1351.
The Jeff Farias Show.
Probably since the Civil War, there hasn't been a greater threat to the original vision our founders put forth in creating this nation than we have right now in the Bush administration. And we're not going to be able to take it on. We're not going to be able to defeat it. We're not going to be able to turn this country around unless we're doing it together.
The Jeff Farias Show, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
I hope the days come easy and the moments pass slow, and each road leads you where you want to go. And if you're faced with a choice and you have to choose, I hope you choose the one that means the most to you. And if one door opens to another door closed, I hope you keep on walking till you find the window. If it's cold outside, show the world the warmth of your smile. But more than anything, my wish for you is that this life becomes
democracy returns to America. Franklin Roosevelt speaking out.
These economic royalists complain that we seek to overthrow the institutions of America.
Yeah, that's what they complain about.
What they really complain of is that we seek to take away their power.
Spot on, Franklin.
Our allegiance. And our allegiance to American institutions requires the overthrow of this kind of power.
I think in the Declaration of Independence it was, it is your duty to overthrow that kind of power. Franklin, this is from his 1936 acceptance speech in Philadelphia, as I recall.
In vain, they seek to hide behind the flag and the Constitution.
Yeah, with those little flag lapel pins, yeah.
But in their blindness, they forget what the flag and the Constitution stand for.
Let's see, they don't stand for mob rule and they don't stand for the overprivileged,
no,
right?
Now, as always, for over a century and a half, the flag, the Constitution, stand against a dictatorship by mob rule and the overprivileged alike. And the flag and the Constitution stand for democracy, not tyranny, for freedom, not subjection.
There you go, Franklin Roosevelt. 52 minutes past the hour, 866-303-2270, our telephone number, and Roy in Culver City, California, listening on K-Talk. Hey, Roy, what's up?
Hello, Tom. A pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you.
The fellow you had on this morning with the barroom economics.
Yeah.
I think his...
Al Perinello.
Yes, his whole argument is specious, and here's why I think that. He says that 1% of the population pays 37% of the taxes. There's no correlation there. What I'd like to know is how much money does that 1% earn?
Yeah, or how much wealth do they own? Ken sent me a rebuttal to the Barstool economics thing, which I think pretty much everybody's seen, so I won't recite that. But here's the rebuttal. The 10 men drank in the bar every day and seemed okay with the arrangement until one day the richest man decided he didn't like the plan anymore. He said, I can't believe I've been paying $59 for beer while four of you are getting your beers for free. I think we should all pay a flat price for beer, so I'm only going to pay $10 from now on. Without the 10th man's money, the poorest 5 men couldn't afford to go to the bar every day. So they only came in occasionally from then on. The 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th men stuck with the arrangement, and the 4 of them still had a good time drinking together every day. They missed their old friends, the poor guys who couldn't come anymore, and they were mad at the richest man who eventually stopped coming because he had nobody to talk to. But now we get to the nub of it. The bartender, who used to be making $100 a day, is now only making $40 a day. And soon he had to take out a loan just to keep the bar open. Eventually he couldn't pay the loans back and the bar had to close. The 10 men, now down to 4, went their separate way. The richest man had saved himself a lot of money, but his rigid selfishness, lack of selflessness, cost him his 9 best friends and his favorite bar, which many people consider to be the greatest bar in the world, was gone forever. So, you know, it's like taking it out to the commons.
Yeah, it's like the analogy that if Bill Gates walked into a room with 50 bums, then everybody in that room, on an average, would be worth $1 billion.
Right, exactly. Yeah, good point, Roger. Thanks a lot for the call and making it. I appreciate it. Chip in L.A. Hey, Chip.
Hi. About a week ago, a little over a week ago, Ralph Nader was on your program.
Yes, he was.
And he brought up the idea of a congressional watchdog lobby,
mm-hmm.
where he wants to get, his goal is to get 1,000 people in each district, in every district in the country.
Right.
To work toward a common goal,
yep.
of things like single-payer health care and against corporate greed.
Mm-hmm.
And this just struck me as a great idea that somebody like Ralph Nader, an iconic figure, could be the one person in the country that could bring together an organization like this that could work on a daily basis to
Yeah, I'd much rather see him do that than run for president. Good point, Chip. Thank you very much. Jody in Tacoma. Hey, Jody.
Oh, hi, Tom. Real quick, before you have to get off, the last caller, you were talking about having Bill Richardson as a possible VP.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it would do if Barack actually put somebody like Richardson on the ticket now and kind of preempt all that talk that Hillary's doing with him as her vice president?
My guess is that he would be seen as trying to do a political maneuver against Hillary Clinton, and that it would backfire on him. I think that it would probably be, you know, at the level of the voter, it might be a really good idea, because essentially what Hillary is running on right now is that Barack is going to be her vice president. That's what her husband is out there saying. That's what she's been saying. And so when people go to the polls now, they think that they're voting for a Clinton-Obama ticket. I mean, in my opinion, that's the strategy that Mark Penn has laid out, is to tie her to Obama, to tie her to all his positives, while at the same time holding up his negatives. How does Obama rebut that? I think the only thing he can do is just say, no, I'm not going to be vice president. But I don't think that he can name his own vice president. Just like I don't think she should have named him as her vice president. I think it's a mistake. It's not good for the party. Tomorrow, Sam Cedar. Wednesday, Thursday, Laura Flanders. Peter and Carl Wolfson will be here on Friday. Peter B. Collins, Monday, Tuesday next week. I'll be back in the studio on the 19th, plus the best of the rest of your calls here on the Tom Hartman radio program. Don't forget, my friends, democracy begins with you. Activism begins with you. Tag, you're it. Get out there and get active. We'll see you in a week.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit TomHartmanRadio.com. If you had purchased gold 2 years ago, you would have seen a $10,000 investment be worth over $18,000 today. And the good news is that gold continues to be at only 40% of its previous high in 1980, considering inflation. And some experts predict gold could reach as high as $2,000 an ounce, which means investors could potentially turn a $10,000 investment into over $20,000. Now, every investment has risks, and past performance does not guarantee future returns. But you owe it to yourself to get a free consultation from the professionals at Blanchard. For over 30 years, Blanchard has helped people invest wisely in gold. In fact, Blanchard even gives you a buyback guarantee. So call for a free, no-obligation consultation on the coins that are positioned right now to give you solid returns. Gold American Eagles are guaranteed by the U.S. government for weight and purity, and Blanchard has an attractive radio offer for those who call today. So call 888-730-GOLD. That's 888-730-GOLD. Don't wait. Call 888-730-GOLD. 888-730-GOLD.
With the complexity of our tax laws, becoming a once-a-year tax expert isn't practical and could be a costly mistake. At Accurate Lee Dunn Financial Services, there's only one correct result for an individual's income tax return, the one that yields the lowest legitimate tax. At Accurate Lee Dunn Financial Services, tax preparation is actually a pleasant experience. Be served by a true professional. Expect a pleasant, private atmosphere. Be treated with respect and courtesy. In other words, work with a progressive.
Hi, I'm Lee Strickman, enrolled agent, tax professional, and CEO of Accurate Lee Dunn Financial Services. It was a pleasure working with so many fellow progressives last tax season. I look forward to working again with the KPHX community to solve and resolve all their tax needs in 2007.
Call 623-561-6172 for an appointment. Accurate Lee Dunn Financial Services, 623-561-6172.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Prostitution and the governor. New York is reeling following a report in the New York Times that Governor Eliot Spitzer has told his senior advisors he had been involved in a prostitution ring. Spitzer reportedly has been meeting with top aides. He is expected to make an announcement sometime soon. As the Democratic presidential candidates work for votes in tomorrow's Mississippi primary, Barack Obama is throwing cold water on the idea sharing a ticket with Hillary Clinton. He says voters should not think they can get both candidates on the ticket by nominating Clinton. Meanwhile, John McCain is beginning a nationwide fundraising drive aimed at filling his campaign coffers for the fall election. House Democrats are using another method to try to get testimony from top Bush administration officials.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman John Conyers says the administration cannot be allowed to steamroll Congress. The committee is suing to try to force White House Chief of Staff Josh Bolton and former counsel Harriet Myers to provide testimony and information about the firing of those U.S. attorneys. The committee disputes the administration's claim the pair are covered by executive privilege, saying that protection does not cover documents that don't involve the president. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Is it safe to drink the water? In a number of states around the country, there's evidence traces of drugs are showing up in drinking water supplies. The AP's Martha Mendoza reports it's not just the water.
Traces of the medications we take are seeping into the environment, particularly into streams, lakes, and rivers where sewage treatment plants have their effluent.
Over 5 months, the AP discovered the drugs have been detected in the drinking water supplies of 24 major metropolitan areas. Five American soldiers are dead, three others wounded in a suicide bombing in central Baghdad. The military says the bomber set off explosives vest while the troops were on foot patrol. Oil trading today at close to $108 a barrel. On Wall Street, the Dow down 133. This is AP Radio News. Vice President Cheney is headed to the Mideast.
The president calls the trip a signal of administration resolve to get Palestinians and Israelis to cut a peace deal before he leaves.